Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on the face of this very planet, it is my delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you. On the day that Jonathan conceded defeat to the jihadists, Boko Haramis, the terrorists, and pedophile Buhari, on this very day, what we told Jonathan has come to pass. We told Jonathan that he can never win. The permutations are against him. The permutations are against Jonathan. I made it very clear to him that by the time this very election is over, you will come to the understanding, the realization that Yorubas don't love you. By the time this very process is over, Jonathan, you will realize that Hausa Fulani only allowed you in 2011 that they may continue the division of Biafra land into South, South, and Southeast. Jonathan, I told you there is no way you can win this election because the President of the United States of America is a Muslim, Obama. I told you you cannot win because the British people always supported Islam. All the advice fell on deaf ears. Instead, you chose people who are ill-educated. You chose to surround yourself with people that don't tell you the truth. They only tell you what you want to hear. And now this is where we are. Boko Haram have now taken over the Zoological Republic. And if we are freedom fighters, which I believe we are about to prove it before the whole world. This very effort to restore Biafra has gone into a new gear and a new phase this very evening. We are going to fight this army and we are going to defeat it. It is far more better for us to fight the Zoological Republic with an Hausa man in charge than to fight the zoo with our brother there. Jonathan, if you so wish, following consultations with you, if you are disposed, we will install you as the Biafran president. And then the battle lines will be drawn. Before I go on to acknowledge all of you this evening, before I go on to greet you, I have one simple advice for Niger Delta, South, South. Our cousins, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, the same flesh and the same blood. I ask you never, ever, ever to launch any attack yet. Please do not. If you do, you will be crushed. The only way we can launch an attack and sustain it is as a combined Biafra. This is a golden opportunity for us to realize that united we stand as one people. Had Jonathan alluded to or mentioned Biafra, they would have allowed him the presidency. All the advice I gave Jonathan in secret, which I never made public, none of it were heeded to. And as things started to unfold, I kept informing Jonathan, you are going to lose. You will lose. The only way for us to sustain you in power is by boycotting the elections. Most of you did not realize. As we said here on Radio Biafra, everything panned out exactly the way we said it was going to work. Buhari swept the whole of the North and Yoruba land. South, South, and Southeast voted for Jonathan. That was exactly what we said here. If you like, come from the moon. If you like, come from outer space. The die was cast. There was no way Hausa was going to vote for anybody else. They brought out their children. They brought out even those that they are still breastfeeding to come and stamp Buhari into office. And today, if I was holding black people in low esteem, today they even sunk lower. I'm telling you the truth. There were things I was seeing today watching on television. I cannot believe that human beings were capable of such idiocy. Everything happening in the zoo hinges on one thing, the Achilles heel of black people. Lies, it was. Lies. But I will not fail to greet you. You know, had I known comes at last, and I told you so, also accompanies it. I warned Jonathan. I told Jonathan, if you like, go and surround yourself with 13 prophets, you will not win. You went to Yoruba man to run your media campaign, Jonathan, you can never win. Jonathan, the same way that Buhari blackmailed you into handing over power to him, you could have said to him, if I am not the president here, I will go back to work for Biafra. The world will shake and give you what you're looking for. But you did not take that opportunity because they brainwashed you into thinking that Nigeria is one. All the oil blocks, even the 4% that you people have, they will take away from you next year. Awosa Fulani has taken over their country. Awosa Fulani are now fully in charge of the Zoological Republic. And for that reason as well, if you go out, Kangwapunagwa before it's too late. If you go out to vote in Imo State on the 11th of next month, Okorocha will win. Because all the resident electoral commissioners, INEC, will be afraid that the incoming president is APC. So they will favor every APC governor. That's the way the question works here. I must warn you. Even on the 11th, we are not going to vote. I have told you that before. And I will continue to tell you that. I will continue to tell you that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and humanity is listening wherever they are. On a very historic day that Sharia and terrorism overcame restraint and common sense. We are coming to you on a day that Jonathan capitulated, on a day that Igbo people demonstrated overwhelmingly that the only brothers they have are those from South, South, and Niger Delta. Everything humanly possible was done for Jonathan to win in this part of the world. The few that actually managed to go out to vote. But in the end, Awosa Fulani, Britain with the Islamic Obama prevailed. And Sharia has won. The Organization of Islamic Countries have won. So also is the Arab world. So also is Al-Qaeda, ISIS. And also Boko Haram. And now we know if we are freedom fighters or not. The battle has actually commenced as I speak to you. We are placing everybody on high alert. And we must ensure that we march this very year. This army is beatable and we must beat them. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world. Some of you have been running around on Facebook and Twitter saying you're freedom fighters. Now we are about to know if indeed you are freedom fighters or not. The battle line is drawn. As we said before, there will be no retreat and no surrender. We are not relinquishing our quest. We are not turning down the volume. We are not in any way, shape, or form relenting. We continue the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel to the glorification of the name of Chukwu Abiama in heaven, that in the end his will be done on this very earth as it is in heaven. We are about to embark on what is called freedom fighting. Even if Arjuna has no place to hide anymore, the charade that is Biafra has burst open in front of deceivers and cheats. Only those that believe in the truth, now is the time to know them. We must face this army and defeat it. We need guns and we need bullets. And we also need Niger Delta, South-South to realize that we must fight as one impregnable unit and we'll win. If you launch any premature attacks, you will lose. We must bide our time. There was one thing that the Croatian general taught me when they were fighting Serbia, when they were fighting Yugoslavia. Because the war of Yugoslavia actually started between Yugoslavia and Croatia. This very general was commanding the forces of Croatia against Yugoslavia. They were fighting and they lost 3 towns or cities to Yugoslav forces. The general called for a retreat from those areas. and they came and they were together. They regrouped their army, they equipped and launched a blistering counteroffensive after 6 months. And they recaptured all the territories. The same thing is going to happen now. We will regroup and then we will march together as one. Niger Delta, we are telling you now. Even if heaven were to touch this very earth, there was no Jupiter that was going to make Jonathan win. The British people wanted the renewal of their oil blocks. Everybody wanted an Hausa Fulani man to be in power. Obama wanted it. Britain wanted it. There was nothing any of you could have done. Atahiru Jega is Hausa. They felt that a Christian being in charge of an Islamic country is bad. Everything happening today, we did not just tell you, we predicted the pattern of the voting to the last letter. They will say the race was very close, but in the end, Buhari won. And this evening, Jonathan has also congratulated Buhari and handed over power to him. Which means if some of you refuse again and go out to vote on the 11th, Okorocha will return. And then the building of Islamic University will continue. Don't say we didn't warn you. Anything we tell you here is gospel. I don't know if you understand what I mean by the word gospel. Anything we say comes to pass. Anything we tell you invariably comes to pass. It does come to pass. Now, tomorrow, and ever. Belief in Radio Biafra is indeed the beginning of wisdom. If you don't believe in Radio Biafra, something is wrong with you. You are a liar, you are a deceiver, and you are a cheat. I must say that we are not transmitting. We are not going out to the world. The lines from here are down. Our lines are down and we cannot transmit. We cannot transmit. Very terrible indeed. Extremely terrible. Our lines are down. Our lines are down. We can no longer transmit. We cannot transmit. I don't know if London can take over. We cannot transmit from here. I don't know if they have blocked our transmission channel, but we cannot broadcast from here. The lines are cutting terribly. The lines from our studios here in Biafraland is cutting so much that our transmission is being adversely affected. That is a very significant problem, and we are doing all we can to rectify it. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we must let you understand that we are on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. CHK in Igwacha is on 88.0. Is that correct? And I was told that people, where were they getting it from? The person that rang today? In Omoma, is that correct?
Yes.
In Omoma? Omoma is in Eche. There is Omoma also in Mbise, is that correct? Our mama has a mama, Mbise has a mama, so does Eche. And people will say they are not from the same family. We are moving forward, we are relentless, we are also on satellite, we also happen to be, because Obama is helping them. Obama is turning off all the satellites, telling all the satellite operators, please switch off every relay signal into the zoo. Turn everything off. That is why people are saying even Emmanuel TV is off. Everything is being switched off. Obama has told CIA to switch everything off so that people will not get the correct news. But we are here broadcasting because we're Radio Biafra. We are unstoppable. Unstoppable, I said. They can stop other people, but they can interfere, they can interrupt, they can slow us down. That is true. But in the end, we rise up again and continue to march. I believe that we have re-established connection. We have re-established connection and we must proceed. Because darkness can never defeat light. When Jonathan said he was working with Owazurike, I knew he was a loser. If you, Ojukwu walked with Owazurike was there, and they bring Ojukwu with the green, white, green flag. He said, I am voting for Jonathan because he buried Ojukwu, he gave Ojukwu Nigerian burial. Freedom fighting back, walk, Ndiara. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama, we praise here on this very platform. because we know no other God apart from him. And we worship him and we say to Chukwu Abiama, darkness has come once again. All your enemies, the enemies of your children are congregating. They are planning. They intend to bring death, mayhem, Islam, Sharia law, terrorism, mayhem and discord amongst our people. But this is the time for your children to come together. South, south and southeast, for Niger Delta and the Igbo people. Everywhere you are, the same people that Ojukwu declared was Biafra in the past must come together. But this time around we add a Gala and also Idoma to it. Let us go and do this very job once and for all time. Niger Delta, do not march alone. If you march alone, you will be decimated. Wait for Biafra so we can march together. If we march together, we are unstoppable. If you march alone, that very flank will be weakened. We will be destroyed from that very area. And they will have proper control of the territory that gives us access to the sea. That is why we must not march prematurely. You take your time, you bide your time. When the enemy least expects it, then you strike. It's very, very painful having to lose Jonathan. But if you were a political calculator, you would have known from nearly 2.5 years ago that Jonathan couldn't have won this very election. I have always known. I have had no doubt whatsoever. We call things the way they are here. And Chukwu Abiama, you're watching in heaven. Nkojo me anyefe, nkoma me kwa nyigenyego tutonyo mwam na chineke. We praise you regardless of the circumstance and the condition, because only you knows best, because only you is God. That is why this day, going forward and always, we will always submit ourselves to your will. We submit ourselves to the throne of heaven, that your mercy may come down to this very earth, and that your will may be done as it is in heaven. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, the leader of indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all her forces, and they are very loyal. My goodness me. People said we cannot cooperate. Do you know how many different groups are coming and pledging their loyalty to this very cause? Do you know the commanders that have placed their men at our disposal and command? I commend all of them. Because I said to them, I wanted you to see how open we are. I wanted you to see how honest we are, how transparent we are. Now that you have realized it and pledged absolute and complete loyalty, I will not let you down. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. We are about to do freedom fighting in a way that will astonish the whole world. And Biafra is going to come. Just watch and see. Anything we ask you to do, just do it. You see what is going to happen. That Biafra will come. Everything we have said up until now has come to pass. Everything we said has come to pass. I did not say that Jonathan will lose. I said the pattern of his loss. I'm not a Yoruba pastor. Oh, Jonathan is good. I saw in a vision. I don't say. I will tell you the pattern. Everything happened. Jonathan will win south, south, and southeast. He will lose the rest, and he did. Very simple. And I told you that they will say that it was so close that in the end, APC just won. Exactly what INEC said. I also said that the head of the Commonwealth Mission, ECOWAS, and is it AU? That they were telling Jonathan last night to hand over. Some of you thought I was joking. That was why Jonathan surrendered before they counted three. They announced three states: Delta, Borno, Sokoto. The reason why INEC held it back is just like to cushion the impact on the people, to let you understand that Buhari's lead is unassailable, and then to get people to keep pressuring Jonathan to concede until he conceded. Is a very simple political tactic. Last night I told you that they were pressuring him to announce quietly his surrender to Buhari, and he has done it today. If you don't believe in Radio Biafra, we don't lie. That is why Chukwu Abiama show us things that mere mortals cannot see. We don't write any script before we come here. As we come here, heaven gives us the words to speak. and we speak it, and those words are true and they come to pass, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. Our lines will open this very evening, and Jonathan's loss is the best thing for us. If he's willing to accept it, we have made it very clear, live on air, and representation will go to him tomorrow to tell him to accept the offer of the presidency of the Republic of Biafra if he so chooses. He can say yes, he can say no. Whatever he says, we continue to march forward. If you have friends and families in South Niger Delta, you must tell them that without a united Biafra, they will be sunk. You may not like what I'm saying, but it's true. We are ready on the ground. Our weapons is not yet complete, so we cannot match with what we have right now. But one thing I can categorically assure you is this. If we get our timing right, we will be liberated. Do not march. Don't make any comments again in public. Remain very calm, and we plan behind closed doors, and this zoo will be brought to an end very swiftly. That is the way to do it. I gave you an example with Croatia and their war against Serbia, how they managed to recover their remaining towns in blistering attack, and it was all recovered. We are going to do the same. By the time we disarm the zoo, it will be too late for them to respond. We know what we are doing. Just believe and continue to support. Now is the time to test the resolve of those of them that believe in what we are doing. Those of them that believe in Chukwu Abiyama, now is the time to test your resolve and your belief to see if indeed you're a child of heaven, because I know we are. When our lines open, which it shall very shortly following the presentation of our news headlines and accompanying news summary, you will call us and then we will be able to take your call. The number to call remains 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. We are also on 090-215-07326. 090-215-07326. Our inquiry line is always there. 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589. Because this year we are matching this year. If you have guns, bullets to give, anything, you are in the army, Boko Haram has not taken over, you then come close, please, so that we can march together. We can defeat this very army. It's not very strong. They have two Achilles heel. They have two things that if you do it, this army cannot even mobilize on the battlefield. We are going to do exactly that. We will cripple this army and we will kill it. They will come, but we will defeat them. It's going to be very bloody, but we will win in the end. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. If you're going to be part of us, part of IPOB, you must never entertain any fear in the presence of your enemies. We are free people before the white man came. I told South Niger Delta, Hausa does not love you. Fulani doesn't love you, and Yoruba does not love you. I've made that very clear in the past. Today, it has been clearly demonstrated. We must go on to the news headlines. Please do not forget that we are also on WhatsApp. Most of you keep us company. We are on Viber. We are also on Skype. On Radio Biafra is our ID on Skype. If you wish to contact us, please avail yourself of one of those platforms and you'll get here. Once again, we are on CHK 97.6. We happen to be on satellite, and also we are online. Go to Google, type in Radio Biafra, and the rest will be history. You will see means and ways through which you will be able to join us in what we are doing. We are live, we are direct, and Chukwu Abiyama is our God here. I will go on to the headlines this very evening. Somebody wrote and said, you are responsible for the loss that Jonathan suffered. I said, you are responsible for your own stupidity, because you have no brain. Anybody who is a political scientist, anybody who has any bit of shred of common sense would have known that since 2.5 years ago, when Boko Haram intensified their onslaught and Jonathan did not declare total war against them, that he lost at that material point in time. That was why he lost. So, goodbye to Second Niger Bridge. Kalagomo. He said he will go on exile. People shouldn't say things to that very land. That land is holy. Jonathan said, if I do not complete the Second Niger Bridge, I will go on exile. Is that what he said? By 2014, is it? He said, if I don't complete it by 2014, I will go on exile. Is he going on exile now or not? He's going on exile. Our land is holy. A very holy land. And that is why I say to you that anybody, if you're a liar and a deceiver, something greater than death awaits you. This land is holy. And from tonight, we begin to restore her holiness. By way of headline this very evening, we are presenting before humanity that Jonathan have now considered defeat and promised Buhari smooth transition. That means APC will win all the states. If you come and say, oh, we are going to vote for Alex Oti. Anyone put an easy to vote on the 11th, APC will win. Most people will come on radio and say, I told you so. The best way to stop them is do not go out to vote. But some of you will go out, I go out, and they matter. 500 naira, some of you will break ranks and go and vote. And then you will end up with a culture once again because the chief priest of Sharia is now on the throne. INEC will be scared. They will return APC candidates. PDP is going into oblivion. In massive oblivion, I must tell you that. You are about to witness democratic dictatorship. America said they didn't see underage kids voting. This world is strange, you know. 4-year-old kids, we are voting. I told Jonathan, return to Abuja, use all that evidence. Get your media people, let them call the heavyweight journalists in the world. Let them come down and go and witness underage voting. You stand up as a statesman and you say, I am suspending this election due to brazen irregularity. Common sense. An advice I gave him in secret. I don't know if the man gave him that advice or not. I also announced it on air, but he didn't do it. Because he felt my name is not Adeyemi. I'm on Nnamdi Kanu. I bear a name that he can easily identify with. Had I been Olufosoye, he would have done something about it. If my name had been Odukoya, Jonathan would have acted. That is how you know statesmen. In times of crisis, you rise up to the table. Jonathan should have gone to Abuja earlier on Saturday evening to say this election is a charade. We can't continue. You call for government of national unity and that's it. That is the mark of a statesman, but he didn't do any of those things. And by the time he returned to Abuja yesterday, too little and too late, Jega had almost smoothened. Everybody knew with Jega he was going. Jonathan was going to. He's an Hausa man. He wants his brother to win. Everybody wants Oyo block next year. From Hausa land. What do you expect? You know, people don't reason like human beings. Are you seriously telling me that somebody in Sokoto will vote for Jonathan? Are you drunk? Are you telling me somebody in Katsina will vote or Kaduna will vote for Isho? Maybe they don't know. There, people don't even answer PDP. If you answer, they will kill you off. Boko Haram have now made it to Aso Rock. And you are about to see that Buhari is their chief sponsor. They have gotten what they want. Buhari will tell them, I will introduce Sharia. Don't worry about that. Put down your arms. And Hausa will now rule forever and ever. South, you will never ever again in this life produce the president of the zoo until he collapses. You've had your turn and that's it. North Central, is it North or whatever it's called? North East and North West. 32 years. After that, they do a military coup. And take over. You are indeed finished, as I told you will be. Jonathan concedes defeat, promises Buhari smooth transition. Fayose concedes defeat. That's the Yoruba man that Jonathan gave money to try to get PDP to win. He is asking Nigerians to accept the result. by asking the monkeys and the baboons to accept this very result, it means you are asking them to accept rigging, to accept violence, and to accept fraud. In the next 4 years, you baboons and monkeys, if Biafra hadn't come by then, which is most unlikely because Biafra will come, by then, all of you will go through the same nonsense all over again. Killing and mayhem. Islam has come to the throne of power. I feel sorry for all of you. Maybe now Owere can get his certificate. And let me tell you one thing. Now that Buhari is the president, when they go to tribunal, all the APC senators that lost, they'll be reinstated at the court. No? Don't you know that? You never knew, did you? I'm telling you what will happen before it happens. They will go to court, and the fear of Buhari will make them to overturn all the results. APC will be returning senators and House of Reps members and governors. Watch and see what's going to happen. They will do to you exactly what the Islamic Brotherhood did in Egypt. And then the world will know. Obama wanted Buhari to win by all means. And they were willing to overlook underage voting. They never reported it. Because a black man is the president of the USA. Jonathan's agent Torubebe announces rejection of results by PDP. Too little and too late, as they will say. All banks in the Federal Capital Territory of the Zoo closed operations for security reasons. But now that their man has won, they can reopen again. Why is it that people are afraid of Jonathan winning? People will die should Jonathan win. But if Buhari wins, everything will be okay. That is blackmail. That is blackmail. And it can never work. Once again, please, I remind Niger Delta, do not march in a hurry. If you march, then you'll be defeated. You wait for Biafra and we march together. If you want to be at the vanguard of the attack, you are more than welcome to be. But I'm telling you, do not march prematurely, please. Don't march prematurely. You will be crushed. As Biafra, we march together and we win. Separately or individually, we can never prevail against this very army. Very important, please. Arsonists have now burnt down INEC office in Delta. INEC office burnt down. A Furun Auto Kingdom urges firm to obey judgment. There is a company that isn't obeying the law, and I don't blame them. Nobody obeys the law in the zoo. After all, Buhari has no certificate, but he is running and now he has won. What does that tell the whole world about you people? Buhari, where is your certificate? Where is your certificate? I ask you. Where is it? I ask. Ume cries foul and rejects INEC result in Anambra. Everybody's crying foul, but Awosa Fulani is winning everywhere. They said, Awosa made it clear. If you don't vote us in, we destroy this place. All of you out of cowardice. Yoruba, Apojo. You voted for Buhari. Here we abstained, but of course, rigging makes it impossible because they will write what. Look at Theodore, nobody voted for him. But somebody went on television and announced that Theodore won. Nobody voted for T.A. Orji, the outgoing governor of Abia State. But he announced himself the winner. I'm sure if he has an APC candidate, and now that Buhari is the president, all they will need to do is to go to tribunal. They overturn it. You did not win. End of story. What will you do? Oh, let's move on. You know these people who are ill-educated. I'm looking at them. They call themselves pundits on TV. Oh, let's move on as a country. What has happened has happened. Let's move on. Let's move on with no electricity, no running water, no good schools and no good roads. Poverty, hunger, deprivation. Let's move on. The typical fallback position of black people. Civil servants are running away from Lagos Secretariat over rumored attack. Everybody's on the run because they were worried that Buhari might lose. If Buhari loses, there'll be blood flowing right now. But they calculated it very well. In a way, I see Jonathan's point in conceding to stop the death of Igbo people in the north. Maybe that's why. That's the only reason I can see for him conceding so cheaply, because there were children rigging the election. You can see that. Panic as family worry over whereabouts of Edo APC chieftain, but now that Buhari has won, they will produce him. Abduction. APC abducted in Edo. South and Southeast voted overwhelmingly for Jonathan, those that did go to the polls. But in the end, he could not sustain. It's not impossible to sustain. Awasa will always vote Awasa. It's as simple as that. Anambra State have now recorded 171 road accidents in 2 months. 171 road. If you go to Owerri or Onitsha, you will see accidents now. Boko on the road, everywhere. Right, left. Another now. Everywhere, every 5 miles is a mortuary, so no problem. You can go and kill yourselves. There's a mortuary nearby for you to that will accept you very gladly. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. The time now is 8:08 to 9 p.m. here in Biafra, and the same time in London, and the same number of minutes to the top of the hour wherever you are. Debt is a cleverly managed reconquest of Africa, according to Thomas Sankara. And as soon as he finished saying all these things, they killed him. Thomas Sankara, one of the very few people on this planet that I respect. Thomas Sankara. If you come to Africa, all the intelligent men, they killed all of them. You know, I give them credit anyway. They know how to do the assassination very well. If you come out of Africa and you're espousing a way of thinking, an idea that is revolutionary, they will assassinate you. They killed Patrice Lumumba and they killed Thomas Sankara. They killed Walter Rodney. And who did they kill? They killed one other man. I forgot. There are four people that they killed. Thomas Sankara, Walter Rodney. Walter Rodney is from Guyana, but he was at Dar es Salaam University, where he was lecturing as a professor. He wrote a book that exploded the myth about the conquest of Africa by Europeans. How Europe underdeveloped Africa. Because of that, the CIA found him in Tanzania and pumped 30 bullets into his head. Walter Rodney was openly and brazenly assassinated. Another intelligent African man is a man called Patrice Lumumba. Patrice Lumumba was very clever, very, very intelligent. People thought he was a communist, but he was not a communist. He was advocating a system of government that looks like more or less what China have today, which is a form of socialism backed up by state support for private sector. Because Patrice Lumumba was intelligent, they assassinated him. Murtala Mohammed, they also killed. Most of you don't know this. It was Britain that killed Murtala Mohammed. Why? Because he turned Standard Bank from the UK into First Bank. Barclays Bank was here before. It was Murtala Mohammed that changed it from Barclays Bank into Union Bank. Before, you had BP, British Petroleum. Today you have AP, African Petroleum. Who made it possible? Murtala Mohammed. Do you know what the British did? They said they're staging a coup. Gowon was with them. They said that Dimka should carry out the coup with Bisala, and then after that Gowon will come back. But they underestimated the response of the Zulu army then. And by that time also, Murtala Mohammed gave a speech condemning apartheid in South Africa. And in fact, it was Murtala Mohammed that called for Africans to raise a force to go and fight people in South Africa. Not up to 2 months, he was brutally assassinated. It was the British that killed Murtala Mohammed. That is also a fact. Most of you don't know, but we're telling you today. Everybody who has ever come out, that is why I think that Winnie Mandela should be commended. The only reason why Nelson Mandela was not assassinated was because of the wife. She was very strong, a very strong woman. And they knew that if you kill Nelson Mandela, South Africa would turn upside down. So they were afraid. The same way that fear managed to allow Buhari to ascend into office. And I said to Jonathan, mention Biafra. Once you mention Biafra, they will run helter-skelter. They will say, instead of Biafra to come, let's allow him to stay in power for another 4 years. But Jonathan never played that card. But Buhari played the Boko Haram card, and today he won. He's thinking. Oburu, you see. Brain. Jonathan missed the trick. He missed it. I told Jonathan, if you keep sacking Biafran ministers, when you rebutted, oh, sack the person, they are corrupt, you sack. You are making yourself very weak. I told Jonathan, do not sack Stella Odua. He insisted I must sack her. I said, don't sack her. Do not. And he went ahead, and from that day, we canceled Jonathan as a person. Ask him and he will tell you. This is Radio Biafra. He can come back if he wants to take up the person in any way. Is there open for him? All Jonathan needs to say is the word Biafra, and the whole world will go into panic. The whole world will go into big panic. and anything you want, they give you. Because the reason why they did not give His Excellency was because we are divided. Any day South, South, Southeast comes together to say we are one, it's over for everybody. You don't even need to go to war. It's over. And we are calling upon them this evening to accept our request graciously. The best thing to happen to Biafra is Jonathan not winning. Very soon I will explain the reason why. Jonathan not winning brings Biafra a lot closer. Because to march when your brother is the president of the zoo is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. We continue. They killed Thomas Sankara. Because he told them that you people are planning to Islamize. You people, not Islamize, because it was, Thomas Sankara, he wasn't a Muslim. They killed him. Oh my goodness. Very fine, brilliant man. Very handsome and intelligent. Handsome and intelligent man, Thomas Sankara. Nigeria's rating the zoo has been rated to zero. Negative, in fact. You know, after zero, you start having minus. Economically speaking, the zoo is so poor that it has a minus rating. That's how bad it is here. Very, very terrible indeed. The zoo is plunging and plunging and plunging. ANC in South Africa. You know, some of you, when I tell you something, you don't even, I'm sure, even some of them that surround me. When I say there's something wrong with black people, some of you don't believe me. When you ask me, why are you the way you are when you broadcast and preach this gospel on radio? I say I am the way I am because I don't want Biafra to be like any other African country. We want to make you strong intellectually. We want to be able to castigate you so strongly that you will become very firm and resolute. Because every other country that a black man is in charge of has failed. I will consider USA a failure under Obama. Do you know that when white people were in charge of South Africa, they never experienced power failure? That now that blacks are in charge, now is Zuma. They are having power failure in South Africa. Why is that? Because a black man is in charge on ECOG. Black. Everything we tell you may not like it, but it's the truth. There is something wrong with black people in this COG, criminality, evil, deceit, and lies. Look at what happened with the election here in the zoo. Somebody claims he's a professor, he saw the rigging, nobody alluded to it. They said, let's move on as one country and continue to wallow in ignorance and deprivation. Look at South Africa. Black people started to take charge with Mandela when he was released. Mandela was the president of South Africa, and then after that, Thabo Mbeki. After Mbeki, now is Zuma. Three black presidents, and South Africa is suffering from power failure. Hey, Chinekenam. Now you know why we speak the way we do. The reason being that we speak the way we do. So you'll be very strong. That Biafra will not be like another black African country. That is why we call you monkeys and baboons. So every time it will be at the back of your mind, I am not going to behave like a monkey or a baboon. There was a video, very hilarious, we posted already somebody posted it, and I posted it on my page on Facebook. Do you know that black, which country was that? Black African soldiers were playing with a monkey. And they gave the monkey AK-47. And the monkey started shooting them. The monkey started shooting at them. And they ran away. God. Hi, the COG, black Africans. My goodness me. The amount of stupidity that comes from here is, I'm telling you, if you start making movies about them, you will live to be over 1,000 years old, honestly speaking. My goodness me. And now we continue the news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We don't feel sorry for ourselves. We even castigate ourselves that we may become better. That is one thing the white man taught me. Never blame anybody else for your problems. Always blame yourself. That is the only way you can correct it. If you blame somebody else, you'll be waiting for that person to change their behavior before it impacts you positively. If something is wrong, blame yourself and then try and change it. That is my philosophy in life. That is why we are formidable. That is why we will continue this very work until Biafra comes and beyond. No retreat and no surrender. With impeccable record. I'm going to have to ask, if you say I'm a liar, come and tell me to my face. Call, pick up the phone and call Radio Biafra. Because we don't lie, and the whole world knows that I don't have to ask. When I just hear me, if I tell you the truth, it's even better for me. Because you know where we stand. When we give you command to go into battle, you go into battle, knowing fully well it is for your own good. Jonathan has considered defeat, promises Buhari smooth transition. Oh dear. Oh dear. I was up, but I go, okay. My goodness me. The incumbent and candidate of the PDP, President Goodluck Jonathan, has considered defeat in the country's presidential election. Jonathan, according to reports on the British BBC, oh, that's the one that will carry immediately to BBC. that their man has won. Chai, ewo ndisi oji. Do you know, I was thinking that perhaps we should go to an uninhabited island somewhere in the world and buy it. And start a country there called Biafra. Because this place is evil. It did cross my mind before. And maybe we can go back to that Igbo island. You know, there's an island called Igbo Island. Off the west coast of East Africa, Southeast Africa. It was a place given to His Excellency Dame Odumegwu Ojukwu to train our soldiers to fight. Igbo Island, IBO, just write it down. I think it was a former Portuguese colony as well. It's off the coast of Mozambique, I think. Igbo is called. Island, IBO. Maybe we should go there and take it over and then build a new civilization from there. I was up, but I go, okay. Boko Haram is in power right now and things will no longer be the same. If you are freedom fighters now, we know. But this army can be killed here. We will defeat them. Our soldiers and our volunteers are not for cowards. If you're a coward, you will not come here. Don't come close to us. If we win Biafra when our brother is in charge, it won't be sweet now. It won't be nice. We want an enemy to be in charge of the zoo. Like right now. So we can get our country. And you will see what is going to happen. You are about to witness a miracle of immense proportions. A miracle of immense proportion. You are about to witness it. Jonathan, according to reports on the BBC, said that his main challenger and candidate of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, that he called him by telephone to congratulate him. Jonathan initiated the call to Buhari at exactly 5:15 p.m. this very day. Jonathan promised Buhari that he would cooperate with him in the transition process. He was said to have promised specifically to ensure a smooth transition. Jonathan is bowing out and returning to, I don't know where he's going to, maybe to Namibia, I don't know. He is bowing out of office and with it the fortunes of the PDP. We continue. Fayose have now considered defeat and asked the monkeys and the baboons in the zoo to accept the results being given. The Ekiti State Governor, Ayodele Fayose, he did very well. I think PDP won in that Ekiti State. He did very well. He delivered for Jonathan, I think. I think PDP won in Ekiti. He fought very, very hard. He did very well. Has urged the monkeys and the baboons to accept the outcome of Saturday's presidential election in good faith. Fayose said, "The election result is the will of God, including rigging. Given Chukwuma Abiyama condones rigging and violence and thuggery, intimidation, voter disenfranchisement. Chineke etalahu. The election result is the will of God, and Nigerians and all lovers of peace, progress and development of Nigeria must accept it. Yoruba and Hausa are always conniving, always speaking with one voice. They need their oil contracts renewed and they will get it. How about those in Nembe, those in Okreka, those of them in Degema, the ones in Buguma? Those of you in Ogoniland, will you get all your wealth?" The answer is no. Your slavery continues. because Jonathan squandered 6 good years to make a compelling difference. We told him about Biafra, but he brushed it aside. He wanted one Nigeria. Now you're getting it. Nobody from South again ever will test the presidency of the zoo. It's gone and gone forever and ever. Your turn has come and gone. Our son has taken over what belongs to them. It's as simple as that. Jonathan's agent is Urebebe. He announces rejection of results by PDP, but Jonathan has already conceded. Therefore, too little, too late. A former Minister of Niger Delta Affairs and representative of President Goodluck Jonathan at the National Coalition Center in Abuja, Goods Day Urebebe, has announced the PDP's rejection of the results being announced by the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC. Shouting at the top of his voice at the International Conference Center, as the announcement of results was about to commence on Tuesday, which was earlier today, Urebebe alleged that the INEC chairman, Professor Tahiru Jega, was biased and that he would not allow the remaining results of last Saturday's election to be announced. He was raising an objection, and rightfully so. But as I said, too little, too late. At 5:15, Jonathan phoned Buhari and conceded defeat. Buhari is now your president-elect. Sharia is your president-elect. A man without certificate is your president-elect. The chief Boko Haramist is your president-elect. Because even today, we have correspondence, citizen correspondence everywhere. We got a call from Lagos today telling us that SSS, we are going to every hotel in Lagos, informing them that Boko Haram had come down. Boko Haram today was waiting for Buhari to say that Jonathan won. What would have happened here today? My goodness me. They were in Lagos. They came to destroy everything until they heard that their master had actually won. Now they're piping low. And since Jonathan is not going to contest, Boko Haram is now your new masters in the zoo. You are about to convert to Islam. Watch and see what is going to happen to you. When we say it on radio, some of you, it can't happen. Is there anything we have said before that did not come to pass? That is the question. Is there anything we have said in the past that did not happen? The answer is capital N-O. Everything we said came to pass. You need to understand that. Most commercial banks in the capital of the zoo in Abuja shut down their operations at about 2 p.m. today following alleged security challenges occasioned by the general elections. Some of the banks visited by newsmen included Zenith Bank, Guarantee Trust Bank, GTB, Eco Bank, Unity Bank, Fidelity Bank, Diamond Bank, and First Bank of the zoo. At the GTB Area 3 branch in Abuja, most customers who came to make transactions at about 1:35 p.m. were not allowed into the bank. As simple as that. The banks were shut down. According to an official of the bank who preferred anonymity, the bank's management directed its closure by 1 p.m. He attributed the closure to the fear of the unknown and the outcome of the ongoing collation of presidential election results in Abuja, the only place on this very planet where election results are being announced and banks are closing down. Welcome to the Zoological Republic, soon to be the Islamic Zoological Republic. Islam has come. The British have now lived up to their promise to hand back to Hausa people what they always promised them from the beginning. When it comes to the oil, Hausa reigns supreme. Hausa people are in charge of the oil. Hausa people will take over their oil once again. Very, very sad indeed. 4 days after the presidential and national assembly elections in Delta State, suspected political thugs on Monday set ablaze the Isiokolo office of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC. Is that a place called Isiokolo? Yes? Isiokolo. Yes, Isiokolo, the head of Okolo. Isiokolo is called. Not Isiokolo. Damaging files and other sensitive items within the building. According to witnesses, the buildings cited opposite the Agbon Secondary School was newly constructed for the operations of the electoral umpire and was set ablaze between the hours of 6 and 7 p.m. on Monday. The witness, who spoke on condition of anonymity again, stated that the suspect stormed the premises through the back fence and broke into the office after chasing out the security guards and immediately set the building ablaze. INEC office at Isiokolo burnt down to the ground. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. There is a lot of unrest here, I must tell you that. A lot of unrest. But as we promised, we will be here broadcasting, and that is exactly what we are doing. Coordinating efforts on the ground, making sure that our men are ready to do whatever it takes to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. Some of you are now panicking, running helter-skelter. Let us march now. No, we don't have enough guns and bullets yet. Until that is complete, you do not march. It's as simple as that. A Furun Oto Kingdom in Ugeli South local government area of Delta State has urged Transitional Corporation of... What is that? Transnational Corporation of the Zoo, Ugeli Power Limited in Ugeli, not local government area, to implement a Court of Appeal Benin judgment in suit number CAB 316-2006 between A Furun Oto Kingdom and... My God, that's a place called Erumukowarien Community, delivered on December 9 of 2014. The request was contained in a letter written by the Chamber of Milton Paul Okovorie and addressed to the company dated March 2, 2015. Nobody here obeys court order. That's what I'm trying to say here. If you give a court order that said no, soldiers should not go to polling booth, but soldiers were there. Even in any civilized part of the world, that is enough to cancel the elections. But here, people are not civilized, I'm afraid to say. You look at them, they have two legs and two hands. You think they are human beings. No, they are not. They are not. The national chairman of the All Progressives Grand Alliance, ABGA, Chief Victor Ume, on Monday night declared that contrary to INEC declaration that PDP won the three senatorial seats in the state, his party, ABGA, won the three seats and has rejected the result declared by INEC for allegedly being concocted. Chief Ume, who is also the ABGA senatorial candidate for Anambra Central Senatorial Zone, said from the polling booths results collected by our agents across the Senatorial Zone, ABGA candidates won the election convincingly. But when it got to INEC office, money changed hands and the results changed shape. Welcome to the zoo. Everybody is a thief. Kadrida governorship aspirant wants Jega to resign, but it's too late. Jega has delivered the zoo to an Islamist, a fellow Boko Haramist, a fellow believer in Sharia. It is too late. If you want Jega to resign now, he'll resign. He has delivered Buhari. Forever and ever, the North will be grateful to him. And maybe after Buhari, he will come out to run for presidency and he will also win. The power has now gone away from you, never to return. It has gone forever and ever. Ugwawosa is now in charge. Sharia, Arab world, and Islam has taken over the zoo. And your lives are about to become even more miserable, and I love it. To teach you a lesson that in your next life, you don't become complacent anymore. A governorship aspirant on the platform of the National Conscience Party, Ayodele Akele, has called for the resignation of the chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, Atahiru Jega, over the glitches experienced in the card reader. I remember somebody saying that Jega should go. The Ifajuna said that Jega should go, or else he will boycott the election. Did he do it? The answer is no. We said we will stop elections here, and we did. People did not vote. You heard it live here on air. They can rewrite all the results they like. If America can tell that they did not see little children voting when the whole world saw it, then why would they tell you that we boycotted elections? They will not tell you because they want to keep drinking their oil. They wanted that oil very badly, and now they have gotten it. Somebody is calling for Jega to resign. Too little and too late. There was confusion at the Lagos government secretariat in Alausa as thousands of civil servants hurriedly fled the secretariat following rumors that the state government asked them to go home as the result of Saturday's presidential and national assembly elections in the state, as they were being announced on national television. It could not be ascertained where the rumor emanated from, but there are reports suggesting that the chief of staff had asked civil servants to go home based on a directive from Governor Babatunde Fashola. Everywhere people are behaving like animals. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. On rumors alone, people are abandoning their positions in the offices and running home. Welcome to the zoo. Monkeys and baboons all over the place. Umuemwe that cannot reason properly. Panic as family worry about the whereabouts of Edo APC chieftain. Apprehension has gripped the family members and friends of Edo State Deputy Chairman of APC, Osman Mogaji, whose whereabouts they say they do not know. They also say they are being harassed by soldiers from the Nigerian Army of School of Electrical and Mechanical Engineering in Auchi, who they said arrested his son, cousin, cook, and security man, and have held them incommunicado since last Saturday. There is no law here. The army can move in and arrest you at the orders of somebody, and nobody gives the thoughts welcome. This place is evil, patently evil. And as we continue to talk about the evil of black people against black people, never against white people, the wickedness of a black man only comes to the fore when they have to deal with other black people. When they're dealing with white people, they are very, very calm and very docile. If you want to know how wicked a black man is, watch them deal with other black people, you know. You will know how evil they are. Thank heavens we are not that evil and can never be. ANC Secretary General has repeatedly clarified why South Africa is having power failure and why the national grid is facing collapse. I will tell you why. Because a black man is in charge. That is why the orientation we are giving on Radio Biafra is key. What we are preaching on Radio Biafra is what will sustain Biafra when it comes. Common sense. According to him, the ANC Secretary General, the fault lies at the door of the poor people and is a result of great service delivery by his party and government. How can it be their fault? There is no electric. When the white man was there, look at the sharks. Oh my goodness. When the white man was there, they had electricity. But since the blacks entered and started to buy houses in London, things have gone sour. Welcome to the life of black people in Africa. Always the same. Nothing ever changes. Nothing ever changes. We continue. Debt is a cleverly managed reconquest of Africa, according to the late Thomas Sankara. I love this man, but he's departed. They killed him. A week before he died, Thomas Sankara said, revolutionaries as individuals can be murdered, but you cannot kill ideas. Those were his last words, public speech before he was killed by Europeans. He was murdered because they felt that a black man cannot have this level of intellect. If you're an intelligent black man, they will kill you. They look for you and they kill you. Only if Chukwuma Biamah is making sure that they can never, ever, ever touch you. Chukwuma Biamah himself is God, and that is why we will continue to do our work. Thomas Sankara was killed. Thomas Sankara was slaughtered. He was murdered by white people, for your information, because he was intelligent and was trying to reshape Africa for the better. They called him on the phone, told him to become corrupt. He said no. They said to him, are you prepared to be corrupt or not? He said, I will not be corrupt. And immediately they snuffed the life out of him. He was assassinated, of course. They always call it a coup. The same way they killed Patrice Lumumba through Mobutu Sese Seko. The first thing Mobutu did was to open an account in Switzerland and dumped every money belonging to Zaire in Switzerland. Hey, black people from Africa, and this UG, black. International ratings agency Fitch has cut the zoo's credit rating outlook to negative. Credit rating is what makes you to become qualified for people to lend you money. It's like being credit worthy. If you are credit worthy, they give you money. If you are not, they don't give you. They rate you as zero. They are not zero. They are minus, negative. That is how bad things are here and about to get even more worse. Unless Arabs will support their people and pump in some money here. Maybe to fund Alamajiri schools with the money for Imo State as well through Okorocha. Very sad indeed. But I'm very, very grateful that oil price will continue to fall, which will make the zoo even more ungovernable. The zoo is very, very poor indeed. Very, very poor indeed. We are also reporting today that Anambra recorded 171 road accidents in 2 months. 171. There is no health and safety here. The drainage system to the right to the left is open. Everything that could conceivably go wrong always goes wrong in this zoological republic. Everything here is evil. Patently evil. And that is why we are saying that we must have Biafra and have it imminently. People will call this evening, why don't we start immediately? Our guns and bullets are not enough. Do you understand it? We need to buy more. So that when we start, we've started. Don't say, start. Can you sustain it? Do you want us to fight and fail? So you will write down our names and say, oh, they came as IPOB came as well and failed. No, we don't want to fail, please. We have never failed before. We're not going to fail now. That is why Chukwu Abiam made it possible for us. Anything we say comes to pass. The governor of Anambra State is Willy Obiano. He has promised to build ultra-modern rest facilities in all entry points of the state to enable drivers rest before embarking on any journey, saying the aim is to reduce road accidents, just as the Anambra State Police Command said that the state had recorded 171 road accidents and 85 deaths between January and February this year. 85 of you dead along the way on Onitsha Road. Dead along Enugu on Onitsha Express. Everywhere people are dying like a coco. Everywhere. Why? Because you are in the zoological republic. Obiano made this known in Oka during a one-day public campaign on roads, which is a very good thing, you know. It's laudable if you can make it work. Not you build it and Abro will go in there and start harassing people. At least if you're doing a long journey to Lagos, you break it. The driver should rest or they should replace the driver before they continue their journey. Because sometimes tiredness and sleeping can lead somebody to lose concentration and then crash and kill innocent people. Obiano should be commended for this. I like this very initiative. It's very good. That concludes our news this very evening. The time now is 21 minutes past 9 p.m. here in Biafra land on a day that Jonathan capitulated. On a day that Jonathan rather very lamely and imbecilically handed over the reins of power to Buhari. Here comes Islam. Here comes Sharia. And I would not have it any other way. If we get Biafra when our brother is there, it's like fighting like a coward. We want to get Biafra when our wasa man is there. That will make the battle even sweeter. And we have come never to retreat. And we are saying so from Biafra land. Because Biafra is going to come, because this year we march. We don't care if Ekwensu is at Asorok. It doesn't matter to us who is there. This year we march. Let us see if darkness will defeat light. Because I know that darkness will never overcome light. This year we are going to march. And this year we are going to win. Our lines are now open. You are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. If you do so, we will take your call. Please, upon hearing my voice, proceed to give us your name and where you're calling from. Please do not waste time. Do not dilly-dally. Please make sure you go straight to the point. Continue speaking just by giving us your name and where you are. You can continue speaking, please. Very, very important. Let's go to the line now because we are open, we are live, we are direct. And Chukwu Abiam is our God in heaven. Living, listening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not paying attention. Rather, very sad, I would say, from here. If you call Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please. I don't want time wasters. If you waste time, I cut you off immediately. I'm a bugger. You waste time and you're off. Once you hear my voice, not through your radio, through your phone, you begin to speak immediately. Once you waste time, I'll cut you off. There are millions trying to get through. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you are.
I'm hearing you.
Turn your system down or walk away from your room, please, where it is playing.
I've walked away.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Sylvester Arikibe. I'm calling you from Ogwa in Imo State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are all listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening, sir.
Yes, go ahead. I say what you want to say. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that this night we are listening to you attentively as we are, but I want to say that whatever you people are doing is right and everything is going according to what our director is saying. So what I'm saying is, you people, how can we continue to sustain this temple as this man have won now? What are we going to do so that we can be able to sustain this temple and this our brother, the South South, so that they can be able to join us, so that we can be able to march forward? That's what I'm saying.
Thank you very much for that. What we're going to do is, as I said, from tomorrow, we will send emissaries to them. I will send representation to Niger Delta to make officially a presentation to them that we must merge and be one to defeat this very enemy. And also on the table will be an offer that we install Jonathan as the Biafran president. I will make that offer to them tomorrow. Because if I made that offer to them before, they may say that Jonathan is going to win. But I knew that Jonathan cannot win. Tomorrow we go to them and we commence our consultation with them. If they agree and we merge as one, south, south, southeast, Biafra becomes unbreakable and the zoo will fall. Very simple as that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I want you to move away from where you are, please. If your system is playing, continue speaking to me. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
That's nothing. Let's call it from Abba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Please, this issue of election, what our worry was since the authority have been given to this this Hausa people, what's the Igbo land the benefit of Igbo people?
There will be no... Yes, our benefit is that we now have an enemy from outside that we can fight. We want Biafra to come. What we are going to do is that we are going to fight. I have said this thing 1,000 times already. We don't have enough guns and bullets. We are going to fight for Biafra. I've said that before.
You mean Biafra is going to fight for our behalf, Abi?
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I wish you the best and the prosperous victory.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You know, for the moon, won't do job. Won't wap old job. Every little thing, you run scared. And you get... You know, why are you people afraid of Awasa like this? You amaze me. Some of you amaze me. Because when you are Awasa, you are Awasa. Hey! That's your twerk, Osega. So you are afraid. Your fathers fought these people for the whole world for 3 years. We fought America, we fought Britain, we fought Russia, we fought Egypt, the whole Arab world, OAU, for 3 solid years. And when Alamajiri is in power and all of you are shaking. So, how are we going to match with this level of cowardice? On that, I'm going to say, hello, my goodness me. Hey, what? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Your name and where you are.
Well, how much did Buhari pay you people for you people to render Igbo people useless, not to vote for good luck, Jonathan?
I'm going to answer you, please, if you stay where you are. You know, there's something called school education. When you go to class, your teacher will be talking and you'll be listening. You'll be making some notes. You'll be listening attentively. It's called learning. As I said before, if you're listening very attentively, which I presume you are, there was no way that Jonathan could have won. Even if you like, vote for him 1,000,000,000% in the southeast and south-south. He could not have won. Are you listening or you're deaf? The only way to keep Jonathan in power was to boycott the election. Make the whole election not to hold. Jonathan can continue in power. But any day you call for election and you go to the polls, Jonathan will lose. Common sense is called. The ability to foresee, to forecast and to reason. If you look at the trend, if you look at what Boko Haram was asking for, if you look at the behavior of Jamaatul Nasrul Islam, the Sultan of Sokoto, if you look at Yoruba people, if you look at the alignment, my goodness. It is political alignment, please. The North were afraid of their oil contract renewal in 2016. In case some of you are deaf, they don't listen. The oil contracts are due to expire next year. So in order to prepare themselves, they thought Jonathan can rig the election and sit it out. They never knew that Obama would come to the rescue of Hausa people. So what they did was to remove the power to renew oil contracts from Jonathan by the house, pending if Buhari will come or not, because Hausa people wanted to have their contracts renewed. That is why Jigawa owns the oil in Bayelsa, in case you don't know. Jigawa state owns the oil in Bayelsa. Why? Because the oil contract is coming up next year for renewal and they needed the power. They wanted power. And they have gotten it. haven't they? Have they not gotten it? Because you are not intelligent enough to understand how this zoo functions. We've been studying it. We know, we can tell you exactly what will happen in 2019 if you want. Now, we tell you. When I was telling Jonathan last night to go to Abuja and make an announcement, you didn't hear it? On and off here, can't you, Chiligi? People who don't learn. Oh, then they are nation if Arjuna. Oshebe, freedom fighting. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn the system down, your name and where you are. We did not vote. And we will not vote. Even during governorship race, we will not vote in this zoo. We will not vote. They can rig all they like. We are not going to vote. Hey, vote again. Vote for who? Does it matter who you vote for? As long as the court did not say that Buhari cannot run, it's over. It was over. Buhari could have won in 2011. They only allowed Jonathan because they wanted to get the confidence of the South so that Biafra will not come. Some of you don't reason. You cannot think properly. Why did Jonathan win in 2011? Because they wanted the South to be separated from Biafra, from the Southeast, so they can keep being their slaves. So they can go to Niger Delta and say to them, oh, you see, we gave you presidency. Igbos won't allow you to rule. Don't you know that? But we have shown our love and concern for Jonathan, and they must reciprocate. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Please, can you hear me? Turn your system down or walk away from there. Your name and where you are. We are live and we are direct. We are in Biafra land and this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I'm Chinedu, calling from Aba.
Chinedu who? What is your father's name?
Chinedu Oka, calling from Aba.
Thank you. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I so much thank God for you, the director. But there's one thing I really want to advise you. I wouldn't want you to stop, never be, you know, intimidated in no matter. It's really true that Buhari has won the election. It doesn't mean it shouldn't deter you from pursuing the Biafra project. But the only thing that you to I used to get worried about is the attitude of the Igbo people. It's quite unfortunate. We are too selfish. We are too self-centered. As far as it contains anything that contains another person, an Igbo man is not interested. That is the reason why we are where we are. Look at what has just happened. And here at that, no Igbo man is interested in this Biafran project. Because they know very well that if Biafran happens to come to be, that people will benefit from it. The ordinary person who benefit from it. Those who are less president who benefit from it. That is the reason why they are not interested. Because the attitude of an Igbo man is that let me be the only cock that crows within my vicinity. Let no other person ever be mentioned. So please, I beg of you, just don't be deterred. No matter what is happening, don't be deterred. Continue what you are doing. Chukwu Adeoma will continue to, you know, strengthen you. Chukwu Adeoma will continue to protect you. Chukwu Adeoma will continue to support you. So, my prayer for you and for the Biafran project is that at the appropriate time, God will bring this thing to come to pass. Because I know exactly what I passed through during the war time. If not for the fact that Chukwu Adeoma was very much on the side of my mother, the very day Hausa people came to bomb a market in Uzuaban was the very day we were going to that very market. So on getting very close to that very market, my mother just turned. She said, let's go back. She was no longer going. And we came back. On getting to another market, we started hearing bombs. We started hearing sounds and all that kind of thing. And people died that very day. Look at what the Hausa people are doing to us, even today. And yet, an Igbo man does not know, he have lost his senses as to the fact that these people hate us. So, continue what you are doing. In not the same time, all of us will come to realize that what you are doing is for our own benefit and for the benefit of the unborn generation. Because it is the unborn generation that will benefit this thing very much. So let Chukwuabiamah continue to bless you. And let Chukwuabiamah continue to support you. In Jesus' name.
He say, and well spoken. I have made it very clear from day one that Chukwuabiamah is at the helm of what we are doing. Chukwuabiamah asked us to come to preach this gospel the way we're preaching it, without fear before any idiot. If you don't like it, that is your business. But as you're going away, ask yourself, are they preaching the truth? White people came here many, many years ago and took you away as slaves. Nearly 325 years ago, took you as slaves. You served them very well without pay. Today, if they give you American visa, you launch a party. That is the same people that enslaved you. Some of you get upset because we tell you the truth. The man that came to your village and cut off your grandparents, you are not upset with him. That is why I say black people are indeed jokers. You don't reason very well, honestly. Male, female children are slaves. We are selling you like a commodity. You never got upset. Because I tell you the truth, you're upset. Daft people. Daft people. We say what we say to wake you up from your stupefying slumber. South Africa is ruled by black men. There is no electricity. But when whites were there, there was light. Nobody will sit down and ask themselves, what is wrong with us? How do we change and make things better? Now Arabs have taken over. Because every black person, if you're not an Arab slave, you're a European slave. One of the two. How many of you, if you see people practicing a unique religion, they say, they're a child of God. But the God of Arabs is a good God. The God of Europeans is a good God. But your own is not. Mad people. You can never, Africa can never progress. As long as you keep thinking like baboons and monkeys, you can never ever be developed. Impossible. Impossible, I say to you. Impossible. You don't like the truth. But here we preach it. You don't want to listen? That's up to you. But it must be preached all the same. And millions, as I'm speaking right now, millions all over the world. Millions, I said, are listening to Radio Biafra. At the same time, on CHK 97.6. The same CHK in Igwocha, Port Harcourt, is on 88.0. People are listening now as we speak. In Igwocha, I told them, it doesn't matter if the periwinkles vote. We are the ones saving Jonathan by not voting. We are the ones saving him and his presidency. Once you go to the polling booth, it's over. Because if you vote 3 million, we said that there are 3.1 million. Because there was something that Jega said today which astonished me. He said, that they brought a result for, there was a state, I think it was Rivers. Yes, they asked them to cancel Rivers' result. But that they are trying to amend the figures to make sure it reflects. They are the ones amending the figures. INEC in Lagos. So it doesn't matter what you voted for, who doesn't vote, is irrelevant. Once the result gets to Abuja, Jega will announce it, and it's over for you. Over. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and even heaven is listening.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Director, my name is Ekene Ofuasa. I'm calling you from Mpo now, but I'm from Iseluku in Delta State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I must commend you for the wonderful job you have been doing. Ever since I've been listening for this radio station, my life changed. So, and what I'm so happy today What made me to be happy today is that all the things that you said have come to pass, Director. So for me, I don't have much to say today than to appreciate you, your wonderful job you have been doing, Director. I thank you. May Almighty God continue to bless you.
You say?
And bless you and bless your family. Director, one more time. Hey, man, Andy Ibo. I don't like it, but some maybe until me get so hard.
Yes.
Man, if you hear me today, I like it, yeah. But can I marry you? Mbe, mbe, jo, bow me, a jo ha, boneki he, me ha, amali he. Oya kenna, asno ge me ubo leto. Abom kenna, asno ge me ubo nabo. Abosan kovela di niya, kovela sin oge teko me, ano he me madu oge di mali fe.
Simple.
So director, my teki he, ma ani kai we mali he, ano masi, kachine te gozi eki director.
He said,
you live long.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you. And well spoken. From Umunede, living at Mbo. Do you see how we are bringing all of you together? Before they said that Delta Igbo, Bendel Igbo, Niger Delta Igbo, South South Igbo. There was actually a poster I saw somewhere that said, I don't know, I can't remember the place. It says, Igbos from across the Niger. I fan. I loved it so very much. I said now at last. People still ask and say, what is Radio Biafra accomplishing? Ihane gosi made gosi on one near. I was a fool and I have now taught Jonathan. I told Jonathan, they will never love you. Did I not tell you that, Jonathan? They will never ever love you. It's impossible. We are the ones saving Jonathan by not going to vote. We try to save him. Until they had their meeting and said, no newspaper should mention Biafra. Nobody! Because the whole world is watching. Once you say Biafra, the whole world will be interested. And they said they will not mention Biafra. But we are here mentioning Biafra, you see. No, no. If they reject you, you can't reject yourself. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Possibly the network. The Zoological Republic never fails to astound and astonish. We go back to the line again. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, my director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
This is Ukebu, calling from Aba.
Thank you very much.
I called you some time ago when you were alone.
Hello?
I just want to make a few points.
Go ahead. Have we lost you? Hello? We have lost him, unfortunately. I hope they are not tampering with our lines. I hope not. They said Enugu station is not working very well. They could be tampering with it. Who knows? Anything is possible. Because even some channels are not broadcasting today. They are not broadcasting. Anything is possible in the Zoological Republic. People are saying that they are happy. I want to go to Skype and see if I can dig out one or two messages. Our Father who art in heaven, everything you said come to pass. Chukwa Biama, bless you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. And what is your name? Your name is key. Your name is key. What is your name? I can't see your name here. What is your name? I cannot see it here. But it's coming from a place +47. I don't know if it's Norway or Sweden. No, Sweden is 46. Norway is 47, I presume. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning, sir. Good evening, sir.
And good evening to you, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are?
This is Oyeme Shonyiba, calling from Ugbo.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, director.
Yes, please.
Again, I want to thank you for the good work you're doing. And I've been listening, I just started listening to your radio station some days ago. And I've been very, very much interested in it. Are you getting me?
Thank you. Yes, of course.
I'm sure, Director, I want to hold you for something now. You made a promise some time ago that you give us 12 months. If we do not vote, you give us 12 months for you to bring out Biafra.
Yes.
So I want to hold you by that word. Are you going to do it for us?
We will all do it. Biafra is not in my gifts to bring alone. We will all do it together. Biafra is not my property. It's not, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to heaven. So together we are going to do it. But yes, okay. I said so.
Okay. So I want to voluntarily call upon you to add me in your army. I'd voluntarily fight for you if only you promise to fight for the good cause.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Every volunteer will know that they are serving heaven. I will not ask anybody to do anything I am not prepared to do. This army will fight and this army will win it. As long as we fight as one unit, we will win what is to come. We will prevail. It will be difficult, but in the end, Biafra will emerge. Because of the way we are going to prosecute it. It's going to be very, very different from anything you've ever seen before. You know we are blessed children of God, you know that? There is a new blessing we have, that by the time we commence our march, you will see something different. You will see what will be happening in heaven as you are marching on this very earth. You are about to see something. I said to Chukwu Abiam, I want the coming of Biafra to be a miracle. Do you know why I said so? So that this Chukwu Abiam, we call all the time, that people may know that that is your name. Just give us victory. Our children, when they go to church or wherever they go to, they will say, in Chukwu Abiam's name we pray. I'm telling you, that's all I'm asking for. Nothing more, nothing less. And from every indication, heaven is going to do it for us. Heaven will do it. That I know for certain. Good day, Director. You don't have to waste your time on that person that called asking you how much APC paid you. APC is lamenting at you, saying how much did the PDP pay you. How sad. How sad indeed that things are. Enugu is working. I've been told that Enugu is working. Somebody is listening. Enugu is working. Enugu is working. My goodness. According to Union newspaper, there is no bomb blast in Enugu, says. God, these people. Amazing stuff. I'm trying to see if I could possibly get some half-decent messages to be able to present to you. Another confirmation that Enugu is working perfectly fine. I don't know where these people are coming from writing to us. Thank you very, very... Oh, this one is writing, and what is your name? Your name, please. I can't see your name here. Let's see. Ure is writing. Ure is a lady. She's writing. She's saying, Director, you are doing a great job. Well done. Please, I want to join the female soldier. Give me a gun and I will kill them. Oh, my goodness. I love our women. Very strong. She wants a gun to go and fight. My goodness me. Our women will fight. Of course they will. That I can assure you. They will fight when the time comes. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time here now is 10 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is Chidebere from Monitor.
Chidebere, what is your full name, please?
Chidebere Bulonu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are all listening. Go ahead.
I just want to appreciate you in your work. Whatever you have been saying, for 2 months now, I've been hearing Radio Biafra from London to Biafra land. So whatever you have been saying is good, because you have knowledge. You see the foresight. Because if we, or even with Guru Jonathan, you see as how you are seeing the foresight, you could have known that the lieutenants are not with him. But I'm worried about all these things, because how can somebody have something in his land and be killing everybody in the country, and they will not still accept that person or those people as they are the ones feeding the country or helping the country? It's because your people are not good, they're wicked. So whatever that is happening about all these things, you know, he has won. But what is anything that is supposed to do as Biafra is just grand. It doesn't concern us whether he won or doesn't won. What we need is to gradual, and get that to want, and that is Biafra. Thank you, sir. And God bless you. May Jukwa Biafra always give you the strength and the power to only continue your job. Because as you are saying, victory will always be yours.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. Thank you very much. Because Awasa has won now, and this year we are going to march this year. Remember that if you have a gun, if you can buy us a gun with some bullets, that is fine. Don't even give us money. We need guns and bullets. That's all we need. The rest we have ourselves. We just only need guns and bullets. That is all we need. And then you see what we are capable of doing. And then some of you who never believed in Chukwu Abiam, and then you will by force. You will see it by yourself as it's happening. Is there anything we have said before that didn't come to pass? That we have not been able to do. Everything we have said has come to pass. That tells you something. If you were doubting before that Chukwu Abiam is here, now you know that Chukwu. Everything we said to the letter, even the pattern of the vote, how they will rig it, everything is down. We told you that children will vote in the north. And they voted. And we told you what the EU will say. Exactly verbatim. That was said. We told you Obama wants Buhari to win. Every sign, everything we have said has come to pass. Everything. Last night when I was telling you that the EU, not EU, AU, ECOWAS, and Commonwealth, we are there, President Jonathan, you thought I was joking. Some of you thought it was a joke. That was why, even without calling Sokoto, Borno, Delta, Jonathan considered defeat. Don't you know that? Jonathan considered defeat, even without three states being declared. Last night, by this time, they were pressuring him, please accept, for the sake of democracy. Oh, don't worry, he will not probe you. Don't worry about that, we will defend you. Next time, you'll be seen as a statesman. And he agreed. And Niger Delta will be locked into poverty for heaven knows how long. Do you think Awasa man is going to build roads for you? Or build secondary schools for you? Or build housing for you? You must be kidding me. You must be. Only Biafra holds the key. Only Biafra can save us. Without all of us, South-South, South-East, if we'd have been saying it now, you will not listen. When it's too late, you say, but you said it. I'm saying it now. We need to march as one unit, indivisible. And Biafra comes. If you march on your own, you will be crushed. I'm telling you now. Very, very important we understand all of this. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. Let me see who else is on the line. There is nothing happening on Viber at all. Nothing at all is happening there. Nothing is happening on Skype. I am trying the best I can because we need this thing. And our lines kept cutting before. And it's been holding a bit steady for a while now. And those at home, even those abroad, they don't even get a look in at all, at all, at all. No look in at all. Home has taken over. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Nivisi Kalo.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aban.
Go ahead, please.
Hello, director. I want to thank you for your good work that you are doing for us over there.
Thank you. You say?
And before I start anything to Radio Biafra, there's a revelation that I was seeing before. And now I have seen the revelation. Before I listened, I was seeing guns and bullets given to everybody. People were collected, and before 3 weeks I saw that such a thing before I got through on the Radio Biafra. I said, Mr. President, I bless you. And there is one promise that Kwadiyama had for you in the book of Jeremiah chapter 5. He said that he has appointed you as a before you were born. He set you apart. He made you to be the prophet all the generation. And he went to verse 19. He said all the Biafrans They will fight against you. They will not see you. I, the Lord, I am with you. So all the dear friends, do not be afraid, as our director is preaching this gospel. Do not be afraid. Whenever he says, let us march, let us come out and march. We all are ready, no matter what others are saying. And let everybody that is listening, whenever you tune your radio, especially in the morning, let it be out and loud, so that those people who is criticizing, let them hear it and believe. Whoever listens to this station will believe what is happening. So may Chukwuebiam bless you, Director. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and may he also bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Is everything okay? This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Everything is fine. I saw some worried faces. So I was asking them if they are crying for Jonathan. They are crying for Jonathan here at the studios of Radio Biafra. Hane ba pe ba. For Jonathan. They say it's impossible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
I said good evening to you. Your name and where you are.
My name is Carlo Okwa.
And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
From Aba. From Aba.
Thank you. Please go ahead. We're all listening. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. First of all, I want to start by congratulating you for all the good work you've been doing. We are very much happy and we are very much behind you. I just want to keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
It is not always easy to lead people.
I know.
Most of the time, when you know somebody is out to lead, most people will be there. But by the grace of God, I believe that you will be able to do what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. God is always by your side. Each of them are always be by your side. And that person, there's somebody that called you and asked you, what did they give? What did OTC say you? You know, who was it? That person is not, I don't know what I should say about it. It's not serious. But I want to congratulate you. You are doing a good job. We are happy. We are behind you. There's something I want to say. I believe that the victory that Buhari had over Jonathan is the beginning of downfall of the people. That's what I believe. Because in Proverbs chapter 24 from verse 1 to 2, if you read it, you know what that place is saying. It's talking about those people that are talking about sin, that their downfall is very much at hand. So I believe that what you're doing, God is with you. And nothing will happen to you. You are not afraid. You are solidly behind you.
Thank you very much.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
Of course I will.
Peter Adama will keep on doing your thing.
You say?
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much and thank you for calling. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Jukwa Biama is our God. By the time we are done, everybody will know and worship him in truth and honesty. Our work is multifaceted. Our work is a combination of various failings in our conduct as a people and individually. We are seeking to rectify it under Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller, yes, please, your name and where you are.
My name is Kenneth Fuelumba, calling from Monitor.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead. Yes, we can hear you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we can hear you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I am very, very grateful. Yes, sir. My name is Kenneth, calling from Anambra State, Onitsha. Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm very, very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for what you people are doing. And I want to comment on it, please.
Go ahead.
Keep it on.
Thank
keep
you.
It on. Keep it on. Keep it on. My prayer is that God will strengthen you. Because the way I'm seeing things now, I don't know, but we still believe God. We still believe God. This is the time that we fight for our rights. This is our time to fight for our rights in the right way. If only we can join together. If we join together, being together, we win this target.
Of course we will.
My prayer is that. Keep it on, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra only. The phone line appears to be working. The Skype is down because we don't have enough connectivity on the line to facilitate Skype calls. That is the reason why. You must try and bear with us. You must try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is in heaven and is our God. Once again, we must welcome each and every one of you. People are asking me to text. Or for us here, I have people in the studio with me. They are like observers. They are like EU observers and AU observing. After observing, they will give results. And what is that result from the EU? Although there were underage voting, although there were incidences of violence recorded, although ballot boxes were snatched, although people were shot dead, although we saw intimidation, although we saw INEC not coming at all, although we saw INEC officials being shot to pieces, we think that overall everything went very well. Unbelievable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very clear.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are?
My name is Eze Chukwumetu from Enugu.
Thank you very much.
Director, I commend your efforts.
Thank you.
For over 2 months, I've been hearing this radio Biafra. I hear every time. I thank God for you. Director, let me tell you. People are saying that we Biafras, we are ignorant to. But let me tell you, all the Biafras are behind you. The problem we have now is only that we don't have God. There is no God. But I assure you that if we march out now, I tell you that everybody will join. Both the people that are saying that they work in Biafra, both the people that are saying that nothing like Biafra, I had one man called last time say is it a magistrate or what? What did you call him, sir? Say what is Biafra? Biafra is nothing. The man is a coward. Because I know that when AK-47 started talking, I know that the man will know what he's supposed to do. Because everybody is ready now. Everybody is out. Because what we need now is freedom and nothing else. I say may God bless you. May God continue to protect you and your family. You are the true goal of our time. And now the thing has to come to accomplished. We thank God for you.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiyama bless you immensely. I have pledged and sworn never to fail. I will not fail. The editorial board of Radio Biafra will not fail. The Directorate of State of IPOB will not fail. The families around the world never failed. Satan came and tried. And we overcame Lucifer. We conquered Satan in China, in Barcelona. We conquered the devil in Japan. The devil was comprehensively and resoundingly defeated in the Scandinavian countries. Because in the end, we always win. In the end, we win. Jonathan is on the way home, is that correct? But 5 suitcases he's coming back to Bayelsa. Or from there, then he will go to Namibia, where he has his investments. We speak the truth here. You may not like it, but it's the truth. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Jonathan, we are making an offer officially tomorrow to assume the presidency of Biafra. We will fight under one banner, South, South, and Southeast. Biafra will come, and it will be administered justly. It will not be a place of thugs and thugs. It will be a place of immense civility, decorum, and civilization. We are not going to fight and suffer only to create another version of the zoo called Nigeria. There will be responsibilities. Everybody will mind their station and do what they're supposed to do to advance this very country, because we want to see or prove to the whole world that we are not monkeys and baboons. Very important. The caller on the phone, thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and Chukwu Abiama in heaven is our God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead, please. There is a delay for my voice to get through to you via radio. Your name and where you are.
Thank
please
you,
go
you,
ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to congratulate our man, Carlo. The Almighty Father bless him. Bless his family. I'm calling from Mr. Luku in Delta State.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. The world is listening.
Yeah,
go
I'm
ahead.
Calling from Mr. Luku, Delta State.
Thank you.
I'm Monye by name, if I.
Thank you.
Almighty Father, bless him.
You see?
We are solidly behind what is happening in Biafra land.
Wonderful.
Good. So we pray that God Almighty will give us the strength, give us the all the enablement to forge ahead.
You see?
Until we get our target.
You see? You see? You see?
Thank
you very much.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you all.
You see? You see? Thank you very much for that. People are crying that Jonathan did not win. But had Jonathan been declared the winner today, every Biafran in Ugwahosa would have been killed. And CNN wouldn't have reported it. They would just say, oh, it's religious, you know, it's religious violence, religious fracas going on. That was why Jonathan conceded defeat. They have told him, if you don't concede defeat now, your people will be dead. He had to concede. I appeal to Niger Delta, please do not march. Is an appeal. Do not march, please. When we strike for independence, please. We strike for liberty. We strike for freedom. Do not strike for resource control. It makes no sense. As I told you before, resource control is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. It shows you, as a greedy person, what you need is your freedom. Then you can then control the resource in your land. Every solution to every problem is contained in an Igbo adage, proverb, the names we give to ourselves or the names of our places we come from. Those four areas. Every solution is there. Thank you very much. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is God in heaven. We are broadcasting from Biafra land. We are here. We did not vote on the 28th. As we said, we're not going to vote. But of course, they will rig, which is normal. And they have rigged. And the Nigerian Union of Journalists held a meeting saying, nobody should mention Biafra because they know we have come. But when Ifajuna was printing passport, they were writing about it. Oh, they are going to do 1.1 million man march. And all this nonsense, never his nod. They write about it very gladly. Now they know that we have come in truth and honesty. They are running. They can't write about us because once they do, people will come here to listen. And once they listen, they stay here. You think they don't have brain? They know when it was Ifajuna, it was Rike's time. They can't write anything. Oh, they have launched plate number. Unazokola plate number. How many master plate numbers have you seen? Ndiara. police will arrest you. He is making, you will buy it for 5,000, I was looking to pocket it. Then police will arrest you. You also pay the police. You don't know he's in concert with the police. They are in agreement. Betray as many of them as possible so we can make money. He will take 5,000 from you. Nigerian police will arrest you and they will also give him money, share of it. And then they come and take a chieftaincy title. Lazy will blue the second. They don't know what they are doing. If you call yourself Ezendibo, you are bringing curse upon you and your family. Do you know why? Because Chibueze. We remain the only people in the whole world never to make the transition from a mosaic society into one where you had a paramount ruler. Never. I repeat what I said. Biafra land is the only... Forget about the Obong of Calabar. It was a stew that was created by the British. They are mindable of Okreka, the same thing. They are not traditional kings. It's like King Jada of Opobo. It's not a traditional institution. It was just created out of expediency. I repeat. Biafran people and Igbos ostensibly, by which I mean from Ibanke to Opobo, bar none. We never had a paramount ruler that we bowed before because... Chukwu Abiam in heaven is king. Chibueze. I'm not sure some of you understand it, but we do here. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good evening. You don't know where you are.
I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
My name is Shade Walker. Please, my director, I appreciate your stand for the dear friends. And also I want to appreciate all the dear friends who are listening. And I want to encourage them more and more to listen and know what to do to contribute their quarters for this endeavor. And never retreat in whatever is going on. So, my director, I appreciate you. I appreciate you very much. Please, Enugu line has cut off. Maybe if you can help to amend it, please.
Thank you very much. Let me see if our lines here has cut. It hasn't cut from here. What is happening to Enugu, please? Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I've asked for that thing to be rectified. What is the problem? It was rectified? So what is the problem? Is it generator or what? Once they take light. Okay, because of the inverter they're using. Okay. Okay, one inverter is on the ground on the light. But can they please endeavor to, when we're on live broadcast, to keep it on, the generator? Yeah? Tell them to leave it on, please. As long as we are live on air, leave it on. Then during repeat broadcast, they can use the inverter, please. Very, very important. And we're very grateful to the brother that bought us the inverter. Have we thanked him at all? Okay. We just want to mention his name, is that? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, brother.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Kiku calling from Abba.
Sorry, can I have your name again, please, if you don't mind?
Is that Benito?
Yes, it is. And the world is listening. Can I have your name again, please? It wasn't very clear before.
Hello?
I can hear you. May I have your name again, please?
My name?
Yes, your name.
This is Ikeko calling from Abba.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Ikeko calling from Abba.
Yes, go ahead and stop listening to your radio. Listen to your phone, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're doing, really. Thank you, Biafra.
Your line is not very clear, I'm afraid. Your line is not clear. May I please recommend that you do call us back in a short while, because your line is not very clear. When people call Radio Biafra, please refrain from putting your phone on speakerphone, and because it does introduce a lot of distortion which could impact on the listening pleasure of the public all over this very world. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Philip Machuku. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you, Philip Machuku from Enugu. Is the radio back on now at Enugu? Is the radio back on now at Enugu? I want to know. Are you listening to us? Yes. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm listening to radio.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for what you are doing. I am very grateful. Since a month now, I start listening to Radio Biafra. The only Radio Biafra is the radio that I'm listening. I used to take people around me. Nobody believes me. Nobody wants to listen. They are even calling me Radio Biafra, but I don't mind them. So what I want to know, since you are broadcasting on the radio, I want to know whether South are they responding at all? Because we are calling them our brother, and they know that we are brother, but I never hear from them, even to call from Radio Biafra.
They are calling us, and they especially, and we have some of them actually joined the army of Biafra as well. So they are firmly part of what we are doing. The number of relay stations we have in the southeast, we don't have that in the south, but I know that Port Harcourt is working on 88.0, and we are getting calls from where is from Eche today. Somebody called from Eche today. Inomo, is it Omoma in Eche?
Okay,
even as we speak, they are listening right now. Omoma in Eche, they are listening and they are following us in what we are doing. So they are ready.
Okay.
We are the ones who are wasting time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. People are always concerned. I said we are one. These things are gradual. Confidence building, trust based on truthfulness. And then we don't have any problem. They must be able to trust us. We have to trust them. It's only normal. But given the way our people responded to Jonathan in 2011 and also in 2015, there is no need for them to doubt us anymore, is there? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Well, yes, sir. Because Oga Atran can't get a good name. I tell me it's not the king.
Am I the king, sir?
I
want to find out from you. Can you speak English? It's just a very simple question. Can you speak English? Okay, what is your name, please?
Okay. What is your name?
What is your name, please? Your name.
Afambo Chima Eze. I sent.
Thank you. Go ahead.
It's Nakaraba. It's a welcome to the man. Pedro Biafra. And then my Opa Gugu Fodo. My Kotora Gusso Mishem. I'm not a quality. I'm not a quality. I'm not going to be able to do that. So, this is what I think is
Yes, but the fact of the matter is that you are living in a place where people do not have conscience. What you're saying is that why is it that the efforts we are making here is not being widely spread? Why are we not uniting, coming together to pursue this very effort? If I understand you correctly. Now, the reason being is that black people are predisposed to individual selfishness. Because you can have group selfishness. In other words, you want to protect the interests of your group, as Buhari did for the North, for Boko Haram, and for Islam, for Sharia. Our people don't understand that there is a way you take individualism and it becomes very damaging to the collective good of the people. That is the problem we have. Most of us do not quite appreciate, most of us do not understand what it takes to politic in the zoo and allow it to be favorable towards your own people. Jonathan should have known. I don't know why an Awasa person will come and say to South, "Oh, we love you," and you agree. It is impossible they can ever love you. In 2000, Jonathan inherited the mantle of leadership by default because Yar'Adua died. Had it not been for the death of Yar'Adua, Jonathan could not have been the president of the zoo. But as divine providence will have it, Jonathan emerged as the leader in the zoo, as a zoologist, incidentally, and somehow he failed to grasp that very opportunity. Sometimes people wonder why I am very hard on Jonathan. Jonathan was brought out to make sure that this zoo is divided. But Jonathan could not say it. Jonathan went into the office with the wife, Patience. And they thought that somehow they have arrived. It's our turn to eat our own. They did not go there to do that very work that God sent him to go and do, which is to divide this zoo. Jonathan was getting very close to doing it when he called the confab. Do you know that Jonathan could have stood up and said, I am proposing that all the recommendations of the confab be adopted? That would put a halt to everything. And the house would start debating it. Jonathan then was untouchable. But he made a fatal error. Jonathan allowed himself to be bullied by Obama and by Cameron. He allowed himself to buy into this ideology of one Nigeria, we are one people. And I have a very simple experiment I'm asking everybody to do now. Those of you on WhatsApp and on Facebook, those of you on Viber, a very simple experiment now. Please show me a picture of a Nigerian woman. After that, show me only one picture, not two, not three. I need one picture depicting a Nigerian woman and one picture depicting a Nigerian man. A very simple assignment, isn't it? And then you see how messy it gets. Text me, WhatsApp me, in your own opinion, the picture you think depicts a Nigerian and female and male. Then you see that this country is in a mess. And maybe tomorrow you can tell us about a Nigerian dish. What is the favorite dish in Nigeria? Do you see that the zoo can never be won? Sometimes we allow ourselves to become hyperventilated with very boisterous arguments that leads us nowhere. Whereas the solution or the answer to the problem lies closer to home. The question I ask you is this. Can you please kindly tweet me or send me the picture of a typical Nigerian man and woman? One picture each. Then you will know that this zoo is not one, after all. Isn't it? This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We are live and we are direct. Only the phone line is working. Only one line, please. But our people here have colonized it. Onyibeluri, Yaracha, indeed. We are home and people at home have taken over. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Innocent Chukwemeka. I'm calling from Enugu, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to complain that Enugu CHK 97.6 is not working right now.
What is wrong with this Enugu?
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you. Let them put on generator, please. What is the problem? Let them turn the generator on and use it throughout the program.
Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you, please, and we're trying to rectify the problem. Thank you very much. Thank you. I can hear you.
Director, please, I want to say something.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry? Hello? Even the line is gone. The line is gone. I don't know what is happening at Enugu. I don't know why Enugu should be good. That was how that capital fell within 3 months after the war started. I don't know what is wrong with Enugu. I have no idea. I have no idea what could be wrong with it. I do not know. I want it rectified, please, as quickly as possible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Okay, I'm Franklin Obonia.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. Nareto, I'm very, very happy for your program.
Thank you.
I'm very, very grateful.
Thank you.
I'm very, very grateful. I've been looking for an opportunity to speak with you, but it has not been easy. So I thank God for getting you this night.
Thank you.
So, in fact, all you have been saying is, in fact, the reality. So we here in Enugu, we are getting all you are doing. I'm surprised this night. The network instantly got away right now. So I've been trying to get, but I thank God that I finally got your line now. So what I want to comment is that let us keep on. We believe that by the grace of God, Chukwuadiama, we must get what we want from God.
You see?
And then my advice secondly is that if there is any way we can have a kind of book that we can publish, because this is a gospel that we need to be preaching, so that anyone who can preach the gospel will have something to be telling people about, so that when you are preaching to people, they will know that this is the reality. Then if there is any book or anything, you can see that in the scripture we have Bible as a means of preaching.
As a reference and a guide. Yes, I understand what you mean. Yes.
So that when you are preaching to people, they will all to understand what is going on. The corruptions and everything that is going on in Nigeria will be able to understand. Then it can be easy to convert people. So because we need our people to know what we are talking about. So that by the grace of God, within a short time, we will get to our promised land.
You say,
thank you, Director.
You say, and thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra, and well spoken. I love people who are highly articulate because I learn from them. Boko Haram leader congratulates Buhari. People are very funny. Boko Haram leader congratulates Buhari. My goodness me, people are complaining. At Radio Biafra in Nsukka. Radio Biafra in Nsukka, is that possible? I don't think so. We have not gone to Nsukka yet, not to my knowledge, unless somebody has done something without letting us know. We are not in Nsukka yet, but we will be there very, very shortly. That I can assure you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra with the time now standing at approximately 10:30 p.m. at night here in Biafra land. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Mr. Garadon.
Good evening. My dear brother,
I thank you very much for your effort towards the program.
Thank you.
I want to appreciate your work.
Thank you.
It's been very long. I've been trying your line, and thank God I got through.
You got through today. You're very lucky.
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead. No, you are taking too much time. I like people that concentrate, that pay attention, that are focused, and people who know what they want to say, and they go ahead and say it. All this listening on the phone and listening for your voice to come out is too childish for us to handle. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please speak up and don't put us on speakerphone, please. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, I call from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your name, your name as well, please. What is your name?
My name is Sampo Agwuoke.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I want to comment as in, you know, this time around, we're good luck. We're as in good luck, no come win. How will you go fit to survive now?
Before Jonathan went in there, how were you surviving?
Huh?
Before Jonathan became the president, you're asking now that Jonathan is not there anymore, how are you Igbos going to survive? And I'm asking you, before Jonathan was elected the president, how were you surviving?
You know, this one was still there. Yeah, as in, I take growth. As in, I don't know how to say this. The thing is too much for me.
It's too much for you?
Yeah.
Okay, then you come and join us. We can lessen the burden for you. what are we going to do that Jonathan is no longer there? So had Jonathan been voted into power, he would have gone out after 4 years anyway, in 2019. It's only Fajun that said he will vote for him again to continue after that. Aqua Freedom Fighter. Hey, my goodness me, Freedom Fighting, sorry. Mandio Shimandiama, everybody wants to do Freedom Fighting. Unless you're called to do this very work, you can't do it. Unless you Kwa Biama determined that you should come, you cannot do this very work. It's a very arduous task. Very, very difficult work. It's not easy. Not at all, not at all. Not an easy job. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, not at all. The caller on the phone cannot hear me. I don't know why our lines are down. In terms of the Skype is down. We are transmitting okay from here. I can see all the lines are blue. So that means it's only when it goes red that I have to worry. The lines are blue for now. Let's see who is on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Gentlemen, where you are?
I'm Emmanuel, calling from Aba. I'm from Emmanuel,
who?
Emmanuel Abu.
Thank you. From me, say you're calling from Aba. Please go ahead.
I want to appreciate you for what you have been doing for us.
Thank you.
Keep your name, I bless you, and bless you all about life in the name of Jesus.
You say?
Also, please, I want to let you know that this is not able to claim this little data since all this while, because we are not receiving the service out there.
Where?
Hello, Director.
Yes, you're not receiving it where? Where are you not receiving the service? Where?
It's more important for us. My people are complaining you are not receiving the native death certificate. The other day, I traveled to
Bise. You mean in Bise? Okay, in Bise people are not receiving it. In Bise people should get together and give us the money to put it there then. Mbise, do you know Mbise people who are comfortable? You go to them, tell them we need the money to install a relay station at Mbise, and we'll do it overnight. It costs money, my dear brother, and we are doing the best we can. We are waiting for those in the diaspora to give us money. Once they do, then we build more relay stations. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I want to appreciate you, please. Continuing with the good work you are doing for us, we are solidly behind you. Because we know that the other cannot win. We know that. The people in the zone cannot believe what you are saying. But we all, as IPAP members, know that what you are saying is true. Director, we are solidly behind your back. Please, keep it on, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I bless you and bless you forever.
And bless
the IPAP members.
He say, Chukwa Biama is God in heaven. Chukwa Biama, basically, when we are. Only him do we worship. I don't worship idol. I don't worship anything that the white man asks me to worship. I don't do that. I only worship Chukwa Biama. And I'm a pharaoh. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Barreto. Good evening.
Good evening. You remember where you are, please?
Thank you very much. I'm calling from Aba, Director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, true. We the Biafrans, and we, those of us that are still in Nigeria, do you know that we need to be brushed up? Director, you said it, you made it clear that Goodluck will not win. I wonder why some people just went ahead. They wanted to doubt you, to say that, yeah, to prove you wrong. But now I'm sure everybody is quiet now. Director, I want to say that you are really meant for this. I think there is a reason why you are being brought up to this Biafra land. I must say I'm not financially buoyant, and I am praying. I am even wondering, because I'm sure some people, from wealthy men, some rich men are listening, and I never for still hear them call to say that yes, they are up to this. And I want to tell you that you should not please relent. Please, don't you ever relent. We know that whatever it takes, it needs money, and the people in diaspora have been trying their best. But I'm still begging that you should not quit. Because if you quit, it will be like leaving us at the middle of an ocean. Director, I tell you, sometimes even if I go to bed without eating, with my radio by my side, I always enjoy the night drought.
I don't know how to appreciate, but I just want to say a very big thank you. I called the other day and I told you you are the boss. Another guy called and was saying that you are Aaron. Director, I am not for words. I don't know how to appreciate you. But I just want to say a very big thank you and never you relent. I know Chukwudema is by your side and he will always keep you healthy and sound for us. Please, I beg you, never you relent. I really, all my hope, everything I'm having is here in Biafra land. So even if I'm dying today, as I said the other day, I am happy because I know that yes, somebody that will rescue people that are coming after me is already on the ground. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you. Chukwa Biama also bless you immensely. We are live where there is somebody is writing here. That is Chimezie Eze from St. Petersburg in Russia. Why are we afraid? Because Buhari won. It cannot stop us from restoring Biafra. This is the time to know who is IPOB members. Get stronger, my fellow Biafrans. Victory is ours, and I love that very much. Thank you very much. All the way from Russia. I hate cowards. If you are afraid of Buhari winning, then how can you defeat an army? Obama is leaving next year. And then a Republican will win. And Republicans, naturally in America, they support Christians. And the majority of us here are Christians. I am a Biafran. That is my religion. But the majority of us here are Christians. And American Christians will not look sideways whilst evil is happening. And I now believe we have a method. I'm not going to tell them what we're going to do in the UK, but we know that the UK public opinion will be on our side when the time comes. We know what to do. You know, the world has moved on from 67 to 70. We have gone a long way. As I said, if you allow people, what I want the zoo to consider is this. There was no white engineer that helped us to build Radio Biafra. No white person. At all. If you force us to go into terrorism, you will know that Boko Haram is a child's play. Because Boko Haram is a bunch of, I don't know, recalcitrant, unreformed, stark compound illiterates. Biafrans are learned. When you have educated people doing terrorism, you are in one almighty mess, I can assure you. We don't want to be pushed into that. What I'm saying to the British is what I've always said to them. I want to be the way I was before you came to my shores claiming you want to buy palm kernel. Is it the Z, but I want to buy my here from palm kernel, it became Nigeria. You came to buy oil, palm kernel and oil, palm oil. From there you came in. Oh, can you allow me to stop still trading post here at Asaba? Can I stay here for a while? Oh, by the way, what is your name? As we were busy looking at them, you know, my Betule, looking at them, saying, oh, your vehicle is nice, the white horse, which is the silver-looking bicycle. That's why it's called a white horse. Don't you know that? Do you know why we call it white horse? You don't know? Oh, my goodness me. It's white horse because, oh yeah, we have one dish in Aba. One dish, district commissioner used to ride it, the bicycle that is white. And because the only thing that moves you from place to place with legs at the front and the back is a horse in Yinibu, then we called it white horse. That's the meaning. It's the nickname. It's not the name of a brand. And then they went on to use it to brand their bicycles. There's a bicycle. Have you seen white horse before? A white horse is a vehicle that is a bicycle that is got silver color. Do you know that? Silver all through. If it is not silver, you cannot call it white horse. And there is no black horse. It's only white horse. That is the bicycle that Wadishi used to use in those days. District commissioner. Wadishi, as I would say. The white people. So one day they came to our land and we killed one of them. And when we killed this white man that came and was talking rubbish, we tied the bicycle on the tree before it would run back and tell the other ones where what had happened to him. Is that correct or not? Abundantly correct. Because we are learned. I said learned. They say it is arrogance, that they are arrogant. It's not arrogance, we are learning. If you say you're well read, you pick up the phone and you call. You invite us to a debate anywhere, any day. You will not last 5 minutes. Adosage, 5 minutes is the highest you can last. Two questions, you collapse. And all glory goes to Chukwuabiam and not to man. Chukwuabiam made it possible because he asked us to come. We started because Chukwuabiam wanted to use us for something. And we are grateful that we are in a position where heaven can call us and we answered. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
I am Mrs. Odagiri Iwunwa. Calling from Aba.
From Aba. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. Since I've been trying your line to get you.
It's a very busy line, madam. Very busy line. The whole world is calling. Very busy line. Please, you are very lucky you got through this night and everybody's listening, including the defeated Jonathan. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, please, I'm grateful over what you're doing. And I ask the Almighty God to keep on blessing you, to keep you alive for us, we the Biafrans. To make sure that we achieve what our aim, and to get that promised land, because this is a promised land.
Of course, it is. The kingdom of heaven. Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this very earth.
Yes. Yes, it is. Actually, it is. So, creating a new Biafra, if I may call it, is a great thing, and it is a history. You want to create a history which is unforgettable in life.
Of course.
I mean, it is going to be an unforgettable something in life.
Of course.
And your name will never be erased. Your name will never be forgotten. Both your family and everything about you, God will actually be with you. Chukwu Abiama must surely bless you and your family, and keep you alive for us.
You say,
so I pray that God will bless you, bless your family, bless your generation to come, in the name of Jesus Christ.
He say, and well prayed, Madison. May the mercy and grace of heaven also be upon you as you have prayed for me. Thank you very much. Chukwuabiam is on the throne, and we are spreading this message, this very gospel of redemption, this gospel of hope. This gospel that will restore the grace of God upon the lives of his children. This gospel that will lead us into light. This very gospel that will illuminate darkness. This very gospel that will make those who are afraid become at peace with themselves and their conscience. As long as they have clean hands, as long as they embrace the truth, as long as they understand and appreciate the magnitude of the work that needs to be done for Biafra to be restored in truth and honesty. Therefore, we remain live and direct. Therefore, this very preaching must continue. Therefore, the grace of heaven will continually be upon our lives, because we are doing the only thing we are born to do, to restore God's kingdom. And in that very process, send his children back to him, because we are lost right now. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
I'm Sunday Oji. I'm calling from Aba in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for us. Hello?
Thank you. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Director, I have a problem here in Biafra land.
What is the problem?
When I preach the gospel of Biafra, people don't understand.
Who are these people? Are they Awosa or Igbo people?
They are Igbo people.
How do you expect Igbo people to understand? These are people with coal, they have oil. These are people with bauxite, they have gold, they have white marble, they have black marble, they have limestone. but they are selling fancy somewhere in Kano. When an Hausa man owns everything in their land, what makes you think that you can listen to them or they can listen to you? If they were intelligent, how come an Hausa man is ruling them? If they are intelligent, how come they did not persevere to fight for their freedom? I hear people tell me all the time, oh, we have died before. We don't want to die again. Are you alive? You are dead already.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me. Don't tell me what those fathered by Hausa Fulani are saying. Because I have one question for them. If you don't like freedom, why is it that your community is an autonomous community? Why do you want to break free from the nearest community, yet you don't want to break free from the zoo? That makes a mockery of their reasoning. Please, I deal with Biafrans. I don't deal with Igbo people. Igbo people don't know who they are. And I am tired of reminding them of who they are. Don't tell me about those you preach to. And they rejected the gospel. Because not everybody will accept it. But those that do, they will be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam.
Yes, Director. I must do my best, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you too.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. I was about to recap the news headlines and a coming news summary. On this very day, today is the 31st day of March, a historic day. The day that Jonathan handed over the zoo back to the real owners, back to Sharia, back to Boko Haram, back to ISIS, and back to Al-Qaeda, back to the Taliban. They have given the zoo to the terrorists without qualification. A terrorist without qualification. That is exactly what they have done. And I weep for the monkeys and for the baboons. I weep for all of you. I do. Honestly speaking, I do. I will at this very point in time, with the time now standing at approximately 12 minutes to 11 p.m. here, recap our news headlines this very day because I have been reminded to. And by way of headline, we are reporting this evening that Jonathan have now conceded defeat and handed over to Buhari more or less. He promised smooth transition. Hausa Badagoka, they have now taken over once again. And things will no longer be the same. Corruption will be rampant, but very secretive and underground. People will now start disappearing. And we expect Rochas Okorocha to build at least an Islamic university and one big mosque somewhere in Owerri. Owerri will now be the capital of Islamic pilgrimage, at least in Biafra land. Afibo will expand also as well. And Enugu will become even more shakier. Buhari has come. It doesn't matter what you do. It wouldn't have mattered had you done anything in the past anyway. One thing is certain, that we are destined to win because Obama wanted a Muslim to be in power. And they have got it. They are banking on Buhari to stop his sponsorship of Boko Haram, a terrorist who became a president only in the zoo. How you can be a terrorist without qualification and all of a sudden you are now the president of a country. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable, I tell you. Very sad indeed. Very sad. The Ekiti state governor who incidentally delivered the state for Jonathan, Fayose concedes defeat, Yoruba man. Ujodia. He is now asking the baboons and the monkeys called Nigerians to accept the results of the presidential poll. Despite the rigging, despite intimidation, despite violence, despite shooting people, despite the fact that ballot boxes are missing, despite multiple thumbprints, despite all the death and the mayhem, nobody saw any evil. Nobody spoke any evil. The election went smoothly according to these hypocrites. People who are no wonder black people are backwards. No wonder. Satan is always with them because they never speak the truth in this UG. Jonathan's agent is Orubrebe. He announces his rejection of the results by the PDP, but too little too late because Jonathan have now accepted defeat and will hand over to the Hausa terrorist, Buhari. Federal Capital Territory banks have now closed their operations for security reasons. Our people must be resolute and determined. Hausa brought terror. Hausa brought death and mayhem to kill as many people as possible. Are they going to prevail? The answer is no. I remind you of Israel, please. Israel had to fight the British, they fought the Jordanians, they fought the Egyptians, they fought the Syrians, they fought the Lebanese. And today they are still fighting. Please do not be afraid of war. It is a necessary part of human existence. After all, Buhari got into power through terrorism and intimidation. Buhari is a terrorist. Everybody knows that. He told all of you, if I don't win, I'll kill you. And he did. So that's why you hurriedly gave him the mandate. I told you, Yoruba are cowards. Once you threaten them, they will surrender, capitulate. And Jonathan used Fanny Kayode as his spokesman. And the man gave up today. He said, oh, we are one Nigerians. Whoever wins, we are one Nigeria. We should love each other and live in harmony. The Yoruba. Cowards. Oh, my. But radio, my friend, I told you we don't change. Maybe in the next few days, Ifajuna will run away from here. Was it Agaboso? Ifajuna of our time. Agaboso. Oh, my goodness me. The banks did close for business. They did not open in the zoo only. They have burnt down INEC office in Delta State, burnt down to the ground. Efurun Auto Kingdom urges firm to obey judgment. Port Harcourt is live. Burnt down as well. INEC office, also in Port Harcourt, burnt down. The one every can there, they burnt it down. Opposite the army barracks. Where was the army then? Collecting money on the street in Diara. Taking money, 100 naira. Now bring somebody to stand by and take the money from them. Ume Christ foul rejects INEC results on Anambra. INEC result in Anambra was fraudulent, but of course the zoo is fraudulent. Welcome to the damnable zoological republic. Card reader, a governorship aspirant, wants Jega to resign, but too little, too late. Jega, having installed the terrorist, can do anything that he likes. We are also reporting today that civil servants are running away from Lagos Secretariat over the result, but now they have announced Buhari as the winner. The cowards can go back to work tomorrow. The Yorubas are cowards to the core, to the bone. That is who they are. This is Radio Biafra. Let's take this call.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Okay, my name is Akam Kingsley, and I'm calling from Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
All right, Director, you tried.
Thank you.
Yes, you tried because actually you made the Igbo boys, they did not vote, and the body came to Enugu State, and they won up to 14,000 voters. So he won. He has won the election, and very soon now, the guy will now declare him a winner. You tried by being a director of fools. I wonder how the Igbo will allow you to deceive them. What he used you as his target to come and get the Igbos so that they will not vote for good luck. And they have succeeded in doing it. It's okay now, it will be clear on Igbo's eyes when they will see Buhari being on top of leadership in this Nigeria. And then they will suffer it right now. They listen to you, well. And then you deceive them by making them to go and vote. They were calling, when they will go to where they are voting, they will be monitoring things. And after monitoring, they will go and tell you that the monkeys and baboons were voting and they were doing nothing there. Now, Buhari came to Enugu State and won up to 14,000 votes. While Goodluck went to Sokoto and could not win up to 100 votes in Sokoto State. What a Maiduguri. Maiduguri votes today, we got 25,000 for Jonathan. And then Buhari won up to 400,000 votes. But it is only what you cost within for 2 months. 2 months. Buhari opened a system for you in a closed place, a secret place. That is not even those people calling you don't know where you are staying now. They don't know where you come from. And you're not Igbo. You're from Arewa. You're from outer land. Even when they watch your intonation, they have to know that you're not from Igbo. And you came and deceived them, and they agreed on you, and see, now you're deceiving them. Telling them that when Buhari go there, then Buhari is now your enemy, and you can now fight him. He will come and fight him. He will send his soldiers and they come and shoot you down. Let me make you to know now. I called you the other day, I was telling you that you are deceiving Igbos. They should not listen to you. And they keep on deceiving them till now. Now their eyes will be open to see what they have caused on Nigerian side and the Igbo side. Therefore, they are looking for, it will be hard for them now. But even that they voted their good luck at the first time, good luck will be there for at least 4 years. And before the 4 years will expire, things will be amended. And then we could have achieved the Biafra in a better term. But now, there is no time for you again. After Buhari, the other person will now try to go in.
already we have the deputy. Even if anything happened to Buhari, maybe the deputy we have to climb up, which is a Yoruba indigenous. And after the Yoruba, the answer will go again. That is how it continues. So thank you for what you have done.
Have you finished?
I finished. Do you have any question?
Of course, I have a question for you.
Okay, ask me the question.
How many registered voters do you have in Enugu State?
Registered voters?
How many in Enugu State, yes?
I know that everybody sent some people, they were putting everything on record for you.
Hold on. I will ask you another question.
Told you, if go and verify, Buhari got 14,000 people that voted for him in Enugu State. And he was because of your comments on radio.
Yes.
Goodluck could not get up to 100 votes? 100 votes in
Sokoto State. Hang on. I want to address you, please, if you can allow me, because you can't answer. Hold on. You can't answer a very simple question I asked you. I wanted to expose your stupidity, because that is why I call you people monkeys and baboons, because you don't reason. I said it here on Radio Biafra. It does not matter how many votes you get from South, South, and Southeast. By virtue of their population, which they rigged, even if you say that Jonathan got 3 million votes, they will tell you that in the North, Buhari got 3,100,000. I didn't say it here on Radio Biafra. You don't listen. Look at how somebody who claims he's educated is talking like a tout. Because we boycotted the election, that is why Buhari won. Can you believe such nonsense? He doesn't even know the formula for electing the president of the zoo. You need to get 25% in each state. For your information, the number of votes, the popular votes you gather is irrelevant. It only comes into play if all of you scored minimum 25% in each state. You have a constitution written by an Awusama, you don't even read it. I don't blame you. I blame the education system. I asked you now, so you don't know that no matter how many you are in a voter's register here, that Sokoto State will always be greater than you. So you don't know that the census in this zoo was rigged. Even if you don't come out to be counted, is irrelevant. They have rigged it. In Uguawasa, they count cow, goat, tree, every grass. Why is it that some of you lack common sense? You don't reason properly. We said no vote, boycott elections, and we till tomorrow morning. Had you boycotted the election and not gone to polling booth because of 200 naira, Buhari couldn't have won. That was exactly what we told you. If you go out to vote, Buhari will win. That was Unanaha Nuihe. Oh God, I hate daft people. No matter how many of you vote for Jonathan, Jonathan can never win. Never. How many states are you? 5 states in the Southeast. Only the Northeast is bigger than you. 7 states. 7. I'm not talking about North Central and Northwest. Only the Northeast. Northeast is bigger than the whole of Southeast. You think I'm daft? That was why I did not go to school in the zoo. I was at UNN and I had to go because they were not teaching anybody anything. I was becoming more foolish like you by the day. And then I had to go and study properly. In case you never knew before, the northeast part of the zoo has more states than the southeast. It doesn't matter what you do here. They said the north have more population than you. They have more PVCs than you. It doesn't matter. Jonathan should have known. When they were sending PVCs to Uguawasa, none was coming here. Jonathan should have known. That was when Jonathan should have supported our stance. If all of you sat at home and never went to vote, is those of you at Radio Go to 200 Naira that went out that they can't give 119,000? If you all sat at home, they will say there was no election. They may try and rig, it's normal for them. But at least we know we didn't vote. It doesn't matter if you voted, you didn't vote, it's irrelevant. Jonathan would always lose anyway. And he lost. I am a Biafran. I am not doing anything with the zoo elections. Do I look like a Wazirika to you? one moment you're a Biafran and the next moment you're a Nigerian. I don't know that rubbish. I jettison the zoo and everything in it. You must understand that very well. That here already, we don't change. Our stance remains there. We never ever change. Consistency. Never change. Even if my father was contesting, I wouldn't have voted. For your information, you think we are like you? Akoragelo, Akoragala. Is understand people allow free speech. I don't like what he said, but I will defend his right to say it all the same on Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you very well, director.
Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
My name is Uchechukwu Ngubo.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Aba, director.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I want to thank you very, very much. You are so wonderful. And you have intoxicated me with wisdom and knowledge. And the guy who called for me is a coward. He's a fool. He's an idiot. Who cannot be able to speak very well. Who cannot be able to understand. He was speaking like a baby. I just want you to begin to, understand there is fool in the land of Biafra, those who cannot reason. Let me just tell you, if Jonathan has arranged himself very well, he cannot be able to listen. Jonathan was playing like a baby, and the Hausa people have done their work so many years ago to defeat him. Today, some useless people in Biafra land are continuing to make useless comments because they don't know where they are heading to. If they know where they are heading to, they all will come back and support you for a very good job you are doing to sustain the name of Biafra. I don't know what is worrying our people. What are they doing? Are they fools that they cannot understand the simple things? See what is happening now, even in Aba here. Everywhere is so dirty. And they cannot even talk. When you see somebody who is doing the writing, they will be start to make a nonsense noise. Director, don't be discouraged. Continue your work. And we must see the end of all these things. We are going to see the end of it. And Biafra must surely emerge. If people cannot even reason and understand.
Have we lost you?
That we have been suffering for so many years in this land and they cannot speak. We are having many of Igbo, SNB, everywhere, and they cannot even talk. Now you see so many of them laying blames because they lack knowledge. My dear director, continue the Chukwuma Nwosole. May bless you. And we are surely behind you in Jesus' name.
He say, thank you very much for that. Of course, I love dissenting voices, people who have divergent views and opinions. Our people suffer from the age-old classic disease of greed, envy, and jealousy. That is the bane of an Igbo man. But some of you are also wonderful people. It was an Igbo man that built CHK Net 7.6. Some of you support us in various ways all over the world. Wherever you are, if it touches your heart to make this very effort continue, then you know what to do. Mbi Senit, CHK, broadcasting from there. Nsukka, the same thing. Abakiliki, the same. Everywhere, we need it. Everywhere.
Good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
This is Chike Zeman, calling from Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Please, sir. I'm not prepared to call this night, but some useless or stupid people or somebody that called, two persons, the earlier one and this second to the last person. So I just kindly want to say sorry on their behalf. Relax your mind. Don't be cast away because of their stupidity and foolishness and nonsensical, voices and the speeches. That the man that called second to the last is too stupid that, in fact, he lost his senses. Let me take an example. Jonathan can only understood that at that particular point, This is a replicate of what happened during the war. When Yorubas and Hausas connived together and fight against us.
And when all these things is happening during the Jonathan's regime, he couldn't understand the writing on the wall that these people has come again. He never understood. And Jonathan couldn't call his people together for once. Rather, he was, let me take for example, look at T.A.R.G. What evil he has done in Abba. If Jonathan is my brother, and I can never hate him in life, but he failed to listen to wise advice. Last time he came to commission George's power plant, he has the mind. All he has to do is this. Give an authentic order. This particular construction company at this place, let them come and do inner Port Harcourt Road that is not up to even 1 kilometer.
That's all. That is all he could have done.
Then that shame will go out of him, and then he give Abba more promise. That one apart. That idiot that spoke last, don't he hear, they don't even hear, I don't want to go too far, but you know, our people, because of our ignorance, any pastor or reverend or whoever comes across, they were religiously foolish. Let me use that statement. If I made a mistake, just do kindly forgive me. People do listen to a lot of, you have been sounding this thing from time to time. From time to time. Look at what is going to happen. Our sad people never love us for one day. And that useless animal who spoke last, couldn't understand that our sad people, they do help us from beginning to the end. Look at what good Lord, in fact, he should have begun to learn from all the good things good Lord Jonathan pumped in their cities, in their states, in the house of planning states and Yoruba. And upon all these good things he did for them, they never loved him for one day. They still conspire against him, both Obasanjo and all of them, because they were Islam. Now, they don't even understand that they are pursuing for this particular renewal of oil license. They never, this hour, in fact, you have earlier said that these people are being pregnanted by the Hausa men. That man, second to the last that spoke, was the mother was pregnanted by Hausa men. That's why he doesn't have common sense of reasoning, as you earlier said. Frankly speaking, since I began to listen to Radio Biafra, I never remain the same thing I am before now. I am climbing and being developed, being understanding more and more. Then, I want to appeal for you, do not be offended. Be more courageous. I do love your statement to say that even if you don't have any enemy, you create one.
I create them. Why not?
So, what am I trying to say in effect is this. We pray, and I also pray, we pray that Biafra will be a reality. Then, even I overheard over the news that Israelites do normally train their little children from the little age to experience what it means to be a soldier.
Yes.
And that is what I believe we will do in Biafran land, because immediately Biafra came, we know we are surrounded by the enemies. And we must stand firm to fight them, because we can never be learned. So, this little history you have taught us, Director, I don't know all these things. In fact, I'm telling you, yes, I'm a little bit learned, right from my kindergarten level to primary, primary school and to secondary school. I don't even know the history of Biafra. Only that I know that there is Biafra, but I don't even know the history. Even Nigeria history, because they started poisoning us from the earlier stage. I don't know if I can tell my point.
Of course.
They started giving us the poison from the kindergarten level. I don't know the history of Biafra. The only history I know about Nigeria is who created the River Niger, or who passed the River Niger, Bongo Pa, to finish. Fact, I am telling you. So it's not that we were poisoned right from the when we are at the teenage age. And it's very much deep in our blood that, in fact, you have been sanctifying us from one state to the other, one state to the other, and we are coming up. There are people who have a low density of understanding, that even if you talk for monkey tomorrow, that be a little sense of a fowl. You know, a monkey has part mark. Chimpanzee have part mark because a little training you give to chimpanzee, they become human beings. But this one is just ordinary fowl. That guy that speaks, ordinary fowl. Who bribed you? Look at outside. Okay, let me take for example now. They went into their mosque and they told them what to do. All of them stick to it. They went inside their mosque and their imam, from what they have discussed together, they just feed them with that information. All of them bowed. But come to Iboland and tell us what to do. Look at what you have said now and look at the level of little disobedience that was involved. And some animals still have time to talk rubbish. Even in fact, the work we are doing, let us come together. Immediately we'll come together. Mr. President, you know, I think when they were on that seat, maybe something come upon their head. And when he was going around, they were putting cap on his head. Do you know what they put in the cap while putting it on his head? Yes, they might even put one kind of concussion or negative something or spiritual something and put his head as a cap.
The bandage.
Before, he began to think otherwise.
Of course, I believe you completely. I do.
So, my dear brother, do not be overwhelmed by some level of stupidity in some human beings calling. A lot of them are evil. A lot of them were sent by all these human producers to come and talk rubbish and go, and so forth and so on. But all we know is that we hope to get our divine Biafran land, which heaven will sanctify for us. And we will live in it and feel what Oyibos are feeling. Okay, look at this guy, doesn't even listen. You know, there are people who are meant to be foolish. This guy never listened to what Obama and Cameron are saying since all the time they came in.
No.
He never knew that they were campaigning for Bulgari. He never understood that. They never read the handwriting on the wall. That's why I told you, there was a time I met him because I told you should be patient with our people. Because we are the poison we have eaten in our system for 30, 50 years. To scrape it out, it's easy to take the poison, but to scrape it out takes some years or some months, depending on one's understanding or how the volume of our understanding, how large it is that we can understand very easily. And there are some whom their volume of understanding is too small that they are fugitives and vagabonds vibrating to be Biafrans. As you earlier said, there are hardcore Biafrans. Then when the hardcore Biafrans come in front, all those, if I can say, other ones will be falling behind. So please, Director, you are doing a very good job. These people supposed to, our prayer supposed to be everybody who kneel down every day will say, heaven, cover our Director. Let him use him and get us to our destination like Joshua to the people of Israel into the divine promised land. And we are going into our divine promised land of Biafra. And heaven will grant us such. So please, I know, bear it in mind that a lot of things will come across. A lot of animals will come across. When you call us baboons, I don't worry. When you call us monkey, I feel even happy. It makes me to become more human being than what I used to be.
God bless you.
It makes me to think positive. So I don't want to let me. I know other people are waiting to call because I don't want to even call today. But I have tried for more than 2 hours and pressing button of my phone every second, every minute until I get through. So I'm more greedy than Airbus. I still thank God for your dear wife who gave you the honor. Because at least I know the stories of people living in Europe, how their wives catch them, doesn't give them freedom, you know. What they left from Oyibos. I still thank God that your dear wife gave you the opportunity.
Yes,
may heaven give her more courage, big heart, and more blessings, that everything will be sustained and we shall get our Biafra. Thank you, Director. Good night. Sleep fine, and may the Holy Spirit of Chukwu Abiyama be with you. In Jesus' name.
Ise, He say, and on that very glorious note, we draw curtains on tonight's edition of Radio Biafra Live presentation, our PM edition. And we thank all of you that called, those of you who understand what we are doing, those of you who are sensible enough, those of you who are reasonable enough, those of you who have come to the understanding that what we are doing is the propagation of a gospel that will restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth in truth and honesty. We don't lie. Very, very important to us. I warned Jonathan, I advised him, it doesn't matter even if you bring in 1 billion votes. I don't know why we cannot reason from the southeast or south-south for that matter. The only way to keep Jonathan in office is by boycotting the elections. Some of you did not see that far because I knew Jonathan lost his election 2.5 years ago. But he will not listen. Why is it from somebody's writing, Chike Doziem, our European rep, Agui Ronsi, no, Namdi Azikiwe, Agui Ronsi, Ekweme, now Jonathan, all of them, they behave the same way. But why is it that Buhari was not afraid to use Boko Haram to threaten everybody? Why couldn't Jonathan threaten Buhari with Biafra? That is the word that everybody is afraid of. If Jonathan were to go to Cameron to say, Cameron, for supporting Buhari, I will support Biafra and I will do everything within my power to support Biafra. Everybody will be, there will be helter-skelter everywhere. They will be begging you, okay, take home. Is it only 4 years you want? Even take 8 years more. So Buhari can play the terrorism card, play the card that he's a terrorist and win without qualification, without certificate. But Jonathan cannot play the Biafran card. It's not I'm comparing the two together, I'm not. It's you use what you have to get what you want. Buhari used terrorism and fear and intimidation. All Jonathan could have said is, remember Biafra. And Buhari would run 440. But he didn't use it. I warned him on several occasions, he never listened. This is Radio Biafra. You will join us again in the morning. Some of you came to us for the very first time this evening, never knowing. And I do apologize for those of you who are abroad. We'll do all we can to make sure we fix the lines you prefer, which is Skype and Universal Line, so at least you can get through. One thing is certain on Radio Biafra. We have a religion here. That religion is about truth and honesty. And that religion is Biafra. It is a way of worshipping Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty. Biafra, therefore, is our religion. Here is where we worship because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening from me from here. This very second is simply good evening.
Victorious, our trust.